like John did, I want to lie on your chest. Holy Spirit, I can feel your correct. Give it all, so it's on you left. And when we see your work, we know that we're blessed. Give it all, so it's on you left. Work while it takes, so I can enter your breath.
Tonight's broadcast, and you're glad to be here because you're going to learn something, then type in seven. Either way it go, we here. We are here by the grace of the Most High God. And of course, y'all know there's a reason why it's called the straight way, truth, and it's spelled that way on purpose because it's extremely narrow. Now, before we get started on tonight's broadcast, I'm going to let you know real quick. Y'all are going to need, I'm about to have a couple of readers because we got a roll. You're going to read me that. I know T.J. reading. Listen, I want y'all to listen to me. Undivided attention. We need your undivided attention, and I want you to write these scriptures down. I want you to write them down. And the reason why I want you to write them down, because y'all know, you can count on one hand how many times that I preached or taught on tithe and offering over 30 years. Think about that. On one hand. But tonight, we're going to set the record straight.
Yeah.
We're going to see what thus saith Yahweh says, and we're going to show y'all the mental gymnastics, the bewitchment, the wizardry, the twisting, warping, and distorting of first church teaching, Pastor Geno Jennings. But listen, regardless of all that, our focus and our attention is not on Geno Jennings. It's on the truth of Yah. And we're here to set the captives free. Because
yes,
you know people can be under religious bondage and dogma as well as natural bondage.
Yes, sir.
People can have chains on their mind as well as being incarcerated and having physical chains up on them. But we're here to set the captives free. But before we get started tonight, we got a special guest that's coming on our broadcast here, Little Elizabeth. Little Elizabeth is another one of our daughters that's been born right here on the land. So we're looking for y'all go ahead and bring little Elizabeth on in here so she can grace us with her presence.
Hallelujah.
Little Elizabeth be eating too, man. She can love in, look at you. Elizabeth!
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Look, Elizabeth, look at you. There you are right there. See, you look right there. Wave high. You want mama? Look, look right there. Is that you? Is that Elizabeth? They'll say, what y'all doing in here? What y'all doing in here? Hey, baby. You gonna wave at the people? You see them brothers every day. Wave at the people. Who is that right there? Hallelujah. Glad that you're here, baby, that you came here.
Hey,
hey. Ooh, all right, bless you, baby. Bye-bye. Don't eat us out of our community. We'll say house and home, but it's being really community, you know what I mean? All right. Well, we got a meeting notification right now to give out here. Our brother, precious brother Michael Israel, is going to be in Florida. And you may want to write down his information as well, because you may want to attend his meeting. He quite often goes down to Jacksonville, Florida, but it's going to be a Shabbat service in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, in order to attend this meeting, this is the way we've learned how to do things over the years. And what this does is it cuts down on the riffraff. It cuts down on a lot of those people who are determined today to act like and be like the modern-day scribes and Pharisees and the hypocrites. So the number to the dining halls, which you see behind me as well as on this banner right here, 615-688-3025. And the doors open at 10:30. Service will begin at 12 p.m. We usually start prayer and everything. And, of course, as with all of our services, deliverance, prayer, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is always available. Always available. June 17th. June 17th in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, it's going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, but I guess you have to call the dining hall for the details unless you have the mailing address or the street address. If you have the street address, go ahead and post it. But if not, call the dining hall and get information, and it will be available to you there. All right. How am I doing, y'all?
Good.
Sound like I've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, sir.
Do y'all know I've been on about 25 different AM and FM stations across this country? I've been on international shortwave radio that's all around this world, but WWCR, WR, WWRB, WNQM. I've been through, ain't that right, teacher?
Yes.
Man, most of you don't know international shortwave radios because they mostly use it worldwide. In America, you know, you just know AM, FM. That's all you know. But, and now I just said, man, let me tell you, you know, the good thing about it is that we had to pay for all those services. You don't have to pay for YouTube. the internet that we have, you know what I mean?
Right.
As a matter of fact, they pay us, depending on, you know, if you want to go through the painstaking task and listen to some of the videos that they put up as an advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
It's called monetization. So if you don't mind sometimes if you see a couple of videos playing in there, and listen, if the thing is 30 minutes long, play them for about a minute or two and then cut it off.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's about it. Who knows? We may make some, may not. But anyway, it's another way to support the ministry of our master, Yahshua HaMashiach. All right? Now, a few things I need to comprehend and understand. For me personally, this is really nothing personal between myself and Jennings. I don't care about all these sideshow freaks like Harvin and C-Rock and all that. They ain't got no, they don't even have a horse in the game. You know what I mean? All they are is just little fleas trying to get memberships, subscribers, attention. You know what I mean? They just disregard them. They don't even mean nothing. All right? Nothing at all. But what this is for the sake of honoring the truth.
Yes.
If he never opened up his fat mouth and said, I'll debate anyone on this. Ain't that right, William? Come on, you have minutes. Get it back, Williams. I debate anyone on this subject anytime, anywhere. I debate them. I said, anyone? I said, well, I'm someone. Just like I did with Baki. And you seen that damn dog and pony show. See, these people don't really want it, man. They don't want that smoke and stuff like that. Now, I'm telling you right now, we have had so many people get free of these false teachings that tend to religious bondage, man. It is remarkable what's going on.
Hallelujah.
First church, y'all about ready to lose a membership. Them people getting ready to come alive in that dead.
Woo!
Hallelujah. They ain't getting ready to come alive against this week, man. And you know what? It ain't looking good for him. He opened up his mouth, and then he's backpedaling like a crawdad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Elder Rupert said he backpedals like Deion Sanders. Like a defensive back. Huh? What happened all that holiday? See, what they want to be content to throw shots back and forth on videos. So now we're moving into a whole new area. Our area is that if I find any false teaching of the first church, we're going to broadcast it right here so you will have a reference to be able to combat this with. Now, you need a pencil and a sheet of paper. You need your scriptures, the Bible. And you need to write down all these right here so you can be informed. And plus, we're going to have Pastor Muir, and we're going to have Elder Rufus as well come up on here. And because, you know, they are very, very well versed in churchanity. And in this churchanity right here, man, you're going to see that nobody going to run no game up on them. None whatsoever at all. They've been in some of the highest levels of Christianity operating as elders or deacons and also assistants to the pastors, armor bearers, whatever you want to call it. So they know the game. But I want y'all to really, truly do what the word says tonight. It says, faith come by hearing.
Yeah.
And hearing by the word of y'all. Again, this is nothing personal against Jennings. We're just going to state facts. In order to help you deliver you. The Bible says you shall know the truth. Yahshua said, and the truth shall make you free. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. It's all about the truth. It's setting free. So, Pastor Beer, welcome. Elder Rupert, welcome to tonight's broadcast. You know, this is Blog Talk Radio. We do this every single week, Friday. What the world calls Friday, us is 6 day, going into 6 day evening for beginning of Shabbat. And we do this at 7 p.m. all the time, Central Standard Time. Go ahead and say a few words to the Israelites and the strangers and the enemies, foes, friends, and alike.
Shalom, shalom, shalom to all the righteous. But Shabbat shalom to all the righteous of Israel. Bless y'all abundantly. And tonight, as every time that any one of these broadcasts come out, may y'all be glorified and wicked men scattered in the name of Jesus. Bless y'all.
Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom. Thanks to Most High Yah. good to be here with you tonight, Pastor. It's an honor. And I'm going to couple what Pastor Mir said. Man, let Yah be the truth and every wicked, vile, perverted man be a lie.
Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to do a teaching on tithe and offering. And L. Rufus has been with me a long time. Teacher Shane's been with me a long time. Pastor Muir has been with me for what? You 5 years now running, ain't you?
Yes, sir.
So you check this out. Y'all please be brutally honest. How many times have y'all heard me over the years or decades actually preach and teach on tithe and offerings?
Maybe once.
And Elder Rupert said twice. Teacher Shane, what about you?
I would say over the years,
maybe three to four times.
Yeah. And under five, like you said.
Definitely under five.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, I need to put this out here for everybody so you can comprehend what's going on. We are not, Straightway Out is not a 501c3 state institutionalized church. We're not. We are a private entity. And we operate in a private, we function in a private. That's why when you come here, it's by invitation only. When the book of Acts says, and Yah or Yahshua added to the assembly daily as such as should be saved, we know what that looks like. All right? We know exactly what that looks like. So, therefore, we don't have any gag orders under us. We can talk about everything in the spectrum of social, political, economic, religious perspectives and point of view all across the board. We do it all of the time. We're not here to make you dumb, dormant, docile, demonize, and demoralize your churches, your families that reared and raised you, and your organizations have done a damn good job at that.
True.
Okay? Now, if you can't stomach the truth, and if you got soft ears and a soft demeanor, you might as well just turn this channel right now. Because you're not going to get any edification, exhortation, or comfort at all from this truth that's coming here tonight.
Amen.
And if you are a crony, that you're on the jock strap of Geno's, Jenner's, and them and stuff, you definitely ain't going to get edified. I promise you that. Now, over here, we talk as men, we live as men.
Hey,
all right? Listen, we can't even fathom all this weak, effeminate, you know, being an effeminate person, effeminate men, today is an abomination. It will get you burnt.
Yes.
But you're dealing with men over here today. So we're going to state some facts here before we get started. And we're going to show you something. I'm going to lay down a couple of scriptures. Then we're going to go to a particular video right here. And we're going to answer in depth. We're going to go to great, great lengths to answer and show you the bewitchment, the slight of man's hand concerning the word. They lie in wait to deceive, they twist, they warp, they distort the scripture. You're going to see Jennings, actually, somebody in the audience is going to ask him a question about New Testament tithing, and you're going to watch the slight of hand and see what goes on. So before we get started here, you're not going to understand the biblical Israelite teaching doctrine. First of all, number one, if you don't keep the commandments.
Yes, yes sir.
You don't keep the commandments, none of this will make any sense to you at all.
True.
You're so used to listening to T.D. Jakes and Cuplo Dollar and TBN and Geno Jennings that when you come over here and hear this, man, it's like, what are they saying? That's because you're not informed. These people have not taught you scripture. They have taught you church tradition. They have taught you the commandments and the doctrines of men.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of your worship is vain. It's all vanity. But if you have the humility, perhaps the Most High Yah through the power of Ruach, that means the Holy Spirit, would actually touch your heart tonight and get you set free from all these strange doctrines right here. All right? Also, you cannot even understand the whole of the Bible if you're not an agricultural people.
True.
I'm not talking about going to the grocery store, to the produce section and picking up some tomatoes. and some corn and some green beans. I'm not talking about going to the meat section and buying you a rack of lamb or a T-bone steak or chicken breast.
Come on.
I'm talking about you actually physically getting out here, getting your hands in the dirt, get your hands out here on the farm and understand the real true meaning of the reason why that when Yahshua and the prophets spoke, they spoke very concretely, and they spoke in terms that our people could understand because they were an agricultural people. Remember, every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. You got to remember and go learn what that means, and then you would understand what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
All right? So we tend to sheep.
Yes.
All right? And we're farmers.
Yes.
Just like our ancient Israelite people. Just like Abraham.
Yep.
Just like Moses, just like, we go on, all the Israel, all of Israel, all right? Now, the tithe, which you're going to find out, contrary to popular belief, the tithe is not intended for the preacher. Now, y'all listen to me.
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking in modern day terms. You are not to go to no church. Now, if you want to, it's your prerogative. But if you're an Israelite, you're not to set up and give tithe to the preacher so that he can go out and buy a $600 million jet. A $600 million jet.
True.
Now, listen to me closely. Offering. Givings.
Yep.
And Yah loves a cheerful giver. That's when you give for the work of the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Now, y'all listen to me.
Break it down. Come on.
I'm being concretely here.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you are already predisposed to some type of foreign doctrine, what I'm saying is not going to make no sense to you whatsoever at all. Also, I want to state the fact that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not New Testament.
Come on.
I'm going to say it again. Matthew, Mattitiyahu, Mark, Marcus, Luke, Lucas, John, Johanna is not New Testament. The reason why it's not New Testament is because the death of the testator has not taken place yet. Once the death of the testator takes place, this is a new covenant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that was good.
I know right now this is strange to a lot of y'all. So take out that white sheet of paper in your Bible that divides the old from the new. Follow that mess up and throw it in a trash can where it belongs. Because it's bringing about confusion on y'all folks.
That's good.
Come on back. Are y'all hearing me? Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get a few scriptures up in here real quick before we go to the actual cut here. All right. Bereshit chapter 14. Verses 14 through 20. Teacher saying Genesis, listen, y'all excuse me sometime because this is the way we talk all the time over here. So if I use Hebrew terminology, I will try my best. Y'all make sure y'all remind me to bring it back over into the English tongue, the way we've been reared and raised.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Some of us do still speak in the tongue of Ashdod. Genesis chapter 14, verse 14 through 20. Reteach.
And with Abram.
And who?
Abram.
Now, Abraham is the father of the faith.
Yes.
Abraham is the friend of Yah.
Yes,
come on.
And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive.
All right, so Abram heard that his brother was taken captive. What did Abraham do?
He armed his trained servant.
Stop. So a lot of you people out there got issues out there because we train and we run our guns and we have all kinds of weaponry. And believe me, when you ever see weaponry with us, it's not for show. We know how to use it. And we're getting more proficient and better every day. This is not for show. We know how to use these. See, most of you think if you go to the range and aim at a paper target, you done something.
Mm.
Do you know how to clear a room? Do you know how to clear your house?
Mm.
All right, well, do you know how to hit a moving target?
Mm.
Can you put five shots within a fist within 3 seconds
mm.
from a draw? I mean, all this is stuff we get trained on. Do you do night training?
Mm.
All right, the different scenarios. Do you use a flashlight? Do you know how to use a flashlight? All these different scenarios. Do you know how to fire from a vehicle? What are the safety points from a vehicle? What are the points that will get you killed dead?
Mm.
Do you know how to respond? Do you know how to react?
Yes.
And let me throw this caveat in there. Listen to me. Most of us, especially the veterans in the ministry, we're used to going to the fire. In today's society, I'm going to have to start teaching Israel that if there's no Israelites in these stores, you're going to run the other way. You save you and your family and get the hell out of there, even though more likely you're probably the best gun in the store. Because with the way that these laws are in the United States of America, they are against the just, and they protect the wicked and the unjust. So you get your family that keeps the commandments, the laws and statutes of safety, and you let them heathens perish in the way. Because you don't want to go deal with that kangaroo court systems. Because ain't nobody going to be for you when you out there talking about, you got this guy up here shooting up a convenience store. And here you are in there. You know how to move. You know tactics. You know all of it. You know exactly what you do. You can eliminate two or three threats at one time. But, man, if you can get to safety and get your family to safety and get out of there, get out of there. And let the heathen raise and let them perish. I'm sorry. I got to do that because you wouldn't believe. L. Rufus, was that you and I talking today? And that story, you had a story come up where somebody ended up getting thrown in jail unjustly for doing the very same thing I just got finished mentioning. Could you please share that with us?
Yes, sir. In New York City, one of the brothers put it in our Marco Polo group and, you know, try to make it short as possible. You had a man, 57-year-old man, who was an attendant in a parking garage. And because of the legislation and the laws and the politicians in the New York area, they don't care nothing about robbing cars. They don't care nothing about that. They call that white supremacy.
Oh. Did y'all hear that?
Oh.
That sounds like some George Soros stuff, I'm saying, right?
Yep.
George Soros is a billionaire that often funds the left. And he has apparently done sent out the APB to tell everybody that if anybody is speaking against anyone jacking cars, that's called white supremacy. What kind of nonsensical comment is that? What type of spiritual retardation is that? Now, you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
As a result of it, what is taking place, Elton?
So what happened was there was a man inside a, he was working as an attendant. He saw a guy going and looking into people's cars. So he comes out and says, hey, get out of the garage. Get out of the way from people's cars. The man that was looking in people's cars pulls out a gun and shoots the guy. Shoots at the guy four times, hit him in the head, hit him in the stomach. Apparently they get into a tussle, and the attendant, the 57-year-old, got the gun from the guy and shot him. So when the police got there, there are two guys sitting on the ground. Bleed. So they rushed the guy to the hospital. They found out the story, you know, whatever took place. They go and arrest the attendee.
Wow.
They arrested him in charge. When he came up out of his coma, he was shackled to the bed.
Whoa. You said when he came up out of a coma.
When he woke up,
he was shackled to the bed.
He was shackled to the bed, and they had arrested him and charged him with attempted murder and carrying an unlawful weapon. Now, the weapon belonged to the robber.
That's New York, right?
That's in New York.
Okay.
Big Manhattan. This man has zero record. This dude that was attending has zero record. 57 years old. This other dude has a rap sheet along with the state of Texas.
Wow.
He got 20 years of felony.
Wow.
And they let him go. He got back out on the street, and they caught him again with a gun.
Jesus.
But y'all know in New York, you can't carry a gun.
And that's your
guy. The guy that preserved life, so let's keep it real. If he doesn't take this man down and take his gun,
curtains,
he would have killed him. That man would have killed that attendee. All because he told him to stop looking in people's cars. and the law's on the books because he took the gun and shot the man and subdued him. It's obvious he didn't kill him. He just shot him to get him to stop, apparently. That's enough to get charged with attempted murder and carrying an unlawful gun. That wasn't even here.
Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all see what I'm saying? And listen, you can go on the internet and you go on YouTube or any one of these apparatuses that they have out there called the Information Highway, and you can hear accounts of stories like this all day long. And I'm glad that Elder Rufus brought this up to me today, because I say I've been needing to say this just in order to make sure that we're actually able to preserve ourselves. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Saving yourself. In this case, this man's trying to save his own life from getting snuffed. And in self-defense, uses the gun that was actually going against him to preserve and protect his life and stuff, and he gets arrested, chances are, in that dang chaotically insane political environment in New York. Same thing will probably happen in New Jersey. Same thing will happen in Chicago, Illinois, all the state of Illinois, and in California. Why you think I tell y'all, get out of these retarded states.
Yes, sir.
Get out of this boogers. Vote with your feet.
Yes, sir.
Because this is what they call justice. Wow. All right, we got already. Tracy, Shalom. I recall you challenging all Morays who have disagreements. Well, I tried reaching out via phone a few months ago to debate my Moray on the existence of JC, Jesus Christ. Will you debate Moray? That is nonsensical. Brother, I'm glad you, thank you for your donation of $10, though. Isn't that amazing? Of JC. Tell me who JC is, and then we'll consider it. I don't know who JC is. I got a brother on the land named JC. Don't tell JC that somebody wants to debate him. Don't tell them. They want to debate JC. If y'all can't, hey, bro, JC, you listen to this, man. Come over here, and I'm going to let y'all see his face. They want to debate JC. Okay? I'll let JC take it up himself. All right. As we move on, read on, Teach.
He armed his trained servant.
So Abraham armed his trained servant. So many of you out there that are conscientious objectors, many of you out there that has adopted the attitude of the left and you against self-defense.
Come on.
Are you following me? And protecting yourself, defending yourself from all enemies, foreign and domestic and stuff, just like you read in Luke 22:36. Get that too real quick right now. So check this out. Abraham was a warrior. Abraham, notice, it said that he armed his trained servant. That means they trained.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
This is a friend of Yah.
Yes.
You know what you're going to find out a little bit later?
Come on.
As soon as he went and sacked these people that actually went and attacked his kinfolk,
come on,
he ended up meeting Melchizedek, by the way.
Yes, sir.
And then he gave him a tenth of all the spoils from the booty of war. Where y'all get this spiritual retardation the way y'all talk from nowadays, where y'all get firearms or get swords and knives and cheese, and it don't make sense to us.
Come on.
I understand that these religious hoaxers are pulling a game on y'all. I get it. But the book said from the, this is way over here in the beginning, almost 6,000 years ago, the thought pattern of a Hebrew was that he armed his trained servants. Read on.
Born in his own house.
Come on.
318. And pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them. He and his servants by night. Smote them.
Smote them meaning that he killed them. He pursued them and he killed them.
Come on.
We believe that. And one day, in the United States of America,
yes,
there's going to be civil unrest.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be in a world without rule of law. And some of you people sit up here and laugh, mock, jeer, deride, and chide us.
Yep.
With your United States of American mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be looking for somebody because you ain't trained. You ain't ready for war. Y'all are men of war. You ain't ready for war. You're going to be looking for somebody to come and protect your raunchy ass. And you know what? You're going to perish in your ignorance.
Yes,
that's what you're going to do. You're going to go ahead and die a heartily death. That's what you're going to do.
Yes, sir.
And if you make it to the king, you're going to say, why didn't you protect me, king? He's going to say, Why don't you listen to Pastor Dowell over there? He read you what Abraham did. He told you to drink. He told you to separate yourself. He told you to get out the city. That's what he told. Hey, JC, come on over here. All right, JC, this guy wants to debate you. He wants to debate you on JC. He wanted to debate me on JC. I did better than that. I actually got you, JC. So you can debate JC. You can contact him at the number behind me, and you can have at it. God bless you, son.
There he is.
That's JC. And he's a son, too.
Oh, man.
You can't do no better than that. See, I'm an honorable man. Next verse, teach.
And blessed be the Most High Elohim, which has delivered your way to me.
Whoa. Blessed be Yahweh Elohim, which has delivered your what?
Your enemies into your hand.
Melchizedek told Abraham, you are blessed.
Praise the Yah.
Yeah. Because Yahweh your Elohim
yeah.
delivered your enemies into your hand. How did he deliver it? Well, Abraham got out there, and as he went, y'all gave him strength.
Yeah.
Y'all gave him might.
Yeah.
Y'all gave him vigor.
Yeah.
Y'all gave him tenacity.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have no fearful spirit with him.
Come on.
Y'all, and then he only said, and you are blessed because you went.
Yeah.
And Yahweh, God, the Lord my God, is a man of war.
Hallelujah. That is
good. I like Melchizedek. Don't you like Melchizedek?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Melchizedek is the one who has no beginning or end.
The king.
You better believe that. We know who he is. Do you know who he is?
Mm-hmm.
One more. 1 Timothy 5:18. 1 Timothy 5:18, and we're going to get the rolling. Are y'all doing all right, Pastor Nelson?
I'm doing great.
Read on.
Well, the scripture says.
What says?
The scripture.
And let me add something without y'all getting antichrist on this. Okay? It says, for the scripture says. All right? I want y'all to listen to me real close. I hope that you all don't get offended at the truth I'm getting ready to tell you. Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonica, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation are not scripture.
True. It is true. Hallelujah.
There are letters and the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Somebody else is giving a revelation.
Yes.
There's some letters and the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And in those letters and in those revelations, they do a heap load of quoting
yes.
the scriptures.
Yes. Yes.
From a strong child, thou hast known the scriptures.
That's it.
Y'all, we need some truthful talk, real talk. I dare anybody find fault with this.
Mm.
Find fault with this. Huh? He that have ears, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the assembly. Now, what we're going to do right here is we're going to go ahead and we're going to play a question that was asked of Geno Jennings. Let me be a little bit respectful here. Pastor Geno Jennings. Pastor, let's see if he's a man after Yah's own heart according to Jeremiah 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Because Elder Rufus and Pastor Muir are going to have something to say. And when they get finished talking on this certain segment, we're going to have 3 or 4 segments here. Then I'm going to come back and reiterate what they said, and I'm going to back it up with scripture.
Hallelujah.
And if they got scripture, the more the merrier. But we're going to show y'all what the spirit of truth is. All right, with that said, go ahead, Brother Israel, run it. First clip.
You tell me in the New Testament, where did the apostles teach that you're cursed with a curse if you don't tithe?
Where the apostles teach it?
They taught that, Jesus or the apostles.
All right. Give me the book of Hebrews quickly.
Here come Houdini.
In Melchizedek.
In the book of Hebrews chapter 7.
All right.
And we'll start reading in verse 1.
All right.
But this Melchizedek, king of Salem.
And then we'll go back to the book of Malachi also.
Right.
All right.
Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 1.
Yes.
For this Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness.
Now, what you're quoting is the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, I believe, when the Bible said, will a man rob God?
Rob God, that's right.
And, of course, a man will rob God, a man been robbing God since man been here.
Malachi chapter 3.
But the mistake that preachers have made, they just focus on tithing only, and just focus on that only. But the prophet Malachi didn't just deal with tithes; he dealt with tithes and offerings.
That's right.
All right.
So, Elder Rufus, Pastor Muir, I know I heard what the original question was, and then I saw a Houdini pulled in there for a minute. I saw him divert. That's kind of like when I'm speaking to a 1- and 2- and 3-year-old child. You ask them a question about something or make a statement, they'll tell you what they want you to hear.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
I mean, where do you even start? The fact is, he just said that, when he's talking about Melchizedek, that he was quoting Malachi. He turned around and said he's quoting Malachi. And here it is. You know, let me say this first. From when we did Hold Fast Wednesday, you know, it was broadcast on all these different YouTube channels. And with it being broadcast on all these different YouTube channels, I've been receiving messages back to back to back from people from First Church. And these people have been talking all type of crazy. And the main consensus is, y'all live in the Old Testament. Y'all live in the Old Testament. You keep accusing. They keep saying that we live in the Old Testament. And what's crazy about all of that is, here it is, he's going to quote the famous Christian, that they run to this every single time when it comes to tithing and offering. Every single time, shall a man rob God? Well, first of all, you ain't got.
Come on.
That's number one. But I always tell people when it comes to this subject, is literally take your fingers, grab the page of your Bible, and turn one page to the left. And go back to chapter 2. And read the first verse. When you read the first verse, it says, and now, O ye priests, this is the commandment. This commandment is for you. And then you can run down, but there's one verse in there that is so key, and it's verse 9. And he turns around and he says, therefore, have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people. Remind you, he's talking about the priest here.
Mm-hmm.
He says, according as ye have not kept my ways and been partial in the law. So it's amazing to me, you can get these men to tell you all these messages I've been getting, talking about, y'all live in the law, y'all live in the law, 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 law.
Call him and tell him to please turn him up.
But now, what do you see here? You see Geno Jennings sitting there telling people about keeping the law, because what he did was, just like he said, the Houdini, the flip. He started speaking about it, and he goes to Melchizedek, and then comes to Malachi, and then if you notice, he's just trying to tell them, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And at the end of the clip, here's what you're going to see at the end of the clip. He's just going to answer the question.
Uh-huh.
So yes, you're supposed to give tithe and offer. So now you're telling people to keep the law.
Right.
Keep the law. But I'm getting messages and stuff, even from Geno you can watch, telling them we're not under that. We're under grace.
Confusion.
Just utter confusion. You know what? You're doing exactly what was read right here. You're being partial when it comes to the Torah of Yahweh Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
And you're causing the people to stumble. You're causing the people to err.
Yes, sir.
This is nothing new. This is common in Christianity. And one thing before I pass it to Elder Rufus, Elder Rufus has been saying this from the beginning, dealing with this man here, Geno Jennings.
Yeah.
Pastor Geno Jennings. He's been saying it from the beginning. He is afraid, number one, to take this debate because he knows it's going to affect that scratch. It's going to affect that. You see, we ain't worried about that. Not over here, we're not worried about that. You want to know why? Because what's mine is everybody's.
Hallelujah.
And that's a fact. That ain't me just saying it, trying to sound good. No, 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 no. Come see how I live. And I'm pretty sure you're going to see and hear that reiterated tonight a whole bunch. What you're going to see is everything that is here belongs to Yah. And we do nothing but use it in common unity, the tribe. We've all given all, so guess what? We ain't got to worry about no tithes and all. Because guess what? We give it all anyway.
Yeah.
From the get-go, this is a bunch of foolishness and rhetoric. Elder Rufus, I'll pass it on to you.
Hey, Elder, before you get started. Good job, Pastor. Hey, but check this out. That man stood up in the audience and said, can you show me from the New Testament where you are cursed with a curse if you don't give tithe and offering? Is that what he said? We can barely hear that. Elder Rufus, you take it from there.
Yeah, and you saw that Geno Jennings didn't show him that in the New Testament.
Yeah.
He hit the flim-flam with the word. He lied because he said that the text that was being read out of Hebrews 7 was referring to Malachi 3. You just heard us read Genesis 14.
Yeah.
That's what it's referring to. It wasn't referring to Malachi 3.
No, it
wasn't. Pastor reiterated to y'all, Pastor Mir, I've been trying to tell y'all, I want to keep this before your faith because you need to understand what these charlatans are doing. You need to understand what these snakes are doing. They are seducing, and their doctrine is seducing. And you have itching ears because you're trying to hear something different and new that fits your wicked narrative and your wicked desire.
Mm.
You need to humble and submit yourself like all of us have here at Straight. We're all at least here. That man is a flat-out, bold-faced liar. And I've been telling y'all, all he wants is your money.
Yes.
Let me read you. I'm going to read this. This is what he wants. All right? This is who he is. All right? Listen. We in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. It says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you who privily shall bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 2. And they shall follow their pernicious way, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of.
Wow.
That's what this man has done. Oh, evil
the way
of the righteous way. Verse 3. Here you go. This is where you at right here. This is what he's doing with you. That listen and lead his garbage. And through covetousness shall they with vain words, false words. Those are artificial words, golden words. That's what vain means. With vain words, have they shaped merchandise
unto them. Come on.
Whose judgment now a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. If you read down further, it'll break down that Yah ain't forgot them. He didn't forget the angels that did what they did up in heaven and gave them hell nation, damnation. These fools gonna get what they gonna get.
Mm-hmm.
But their whole desire is to turn you into merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
He can't show that man in the New Testament where it was preached. You know why? Because what was preached in the New Testament was give all. Pastor gonna really break that thing down for you. I remember Pastor doing this at the Hebrew conference in Detroit.
Yep, yep.
And he started talking and preaching about this.
Mm.
I saw the soul go out of these folks. I did.
This is this. And like what Pastor Mir did, he's not going to read it in context and tell you who y'all was actually talking about and not a pastor. So wicked priests. These men are devils of the highest level. He's not going to quickly. He's going to do the show and pony to distract you.
So that y'all be strong.
This high level of woman worship y'all see going on. So everything he's doing is to placate the women, because today, guess who got the money? These rebellious. I need to be independent. I need my freedom. I'm on the same level as a man, woman out here. They're the ones with the money. So if you tickle their ears, guess what they're going to do? It's like an ATM machine for these dudes.
Boy.
And they will support what they bread. Why? Because there's no conviction. There's no conviction. He ain't calling them out on their sin. He ain't calling them out on their rebellion. But he'll take the truth. And just like you just heard in 2 Peter, he'll make it be something of evil.
Wow.
Boy, he got a bad place to make. I'm not going to smoke for you, because I know Pastor Dow's going to lay it down. And guess what? I mean, your soul's going to be lost today, because you're going to reject the truth. You're about to hear it. Now it's going to be on you if you accept it or reject it. Guess what? There's no pondering. There's no thinking. There's no, let me get back to you. Y'all ain't restricted by time.
No,
I tell you what he does, though. The book says that he judges the inner reins of a man's heart. That's it. So today is your day of salvation.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Some of you, I'm going to give you a warning.
Go ahead.
Some of y'all should get off right now.
Say
right now, because when you hear this truth, it's going to change your life. And if you reject it, God's going to reject you. He's going to reject you. And if you receive it,
come on,
then you can receive the blessing. You can walk in the newness of life.
Hallelujah.
We ain't 501c3. I got a question for Geno Jenny. This is Elder Rufus Geno Jenny. You ain't got to get it conscrewed. I ain't going to cuss you out. I ain't going to call you all kind of derogatory names. You are a punk and a sissy, though. I will say that. You're a punk. That's what you are. You're a punk and you're a sissy. But I got a question for you. You said in the one video that that money don't go in the pastor's pocket. Well, how much money you make a year? What's on your W-2? What kind of honorarium are these people giving you when you travel around the country? See, just like Pastor Mir said, you can see it. Every single dime comes in, goes directly back into the ministry, directly back into land, home, everything, off debt, the same. This is it. None of us make a salary. Nothing's in our name.
Come on, Will.
It's for the saints. We do what we do for our children's
children. Hallelujah.
So I want to know, Geno Jenny, but out there publicly, since you're 501c3, I want to know how much money you make, Geno Jenny. Salary. None of us have a salary. And you know what? When I read about Yeshua, when he walked around here, Jesus Christ, when I read about the disciples and all that, I didn't see them making no salary either. When they went out, they have nothing in here.
Come on.
And I want to know.
Come on, El.
When you travel and going to all these places for 40 years, I heard you from the body. Come frame some houses, bro. Come do some plumbing. That's laborers on your body. Go put some roof in. I'll make a video for you. We'll be doing all of that on first day. On Sunday. We'll be doing all that. I'll make a short video for you, bro. That's what's hard and taxing and laborious on your body. Not jumping in some jet with leather seats, biggest recliners. Bro, stop with this mess. I want to know, since it's not going in the pastor's pocket, put out there publicly what you make. See, I already know how the laws protect you. You ain't got to put it out there. But you're a man of the word, right? Show us then. Since you said it ain't going in the man's pocket, what you making? Because I can tell you what we make, all three of us, right there.
None of us got a salary. Everything that comes in goes right back into it. Everything.
Every penny.
We got our food. We got rent. We content. We content. But I want to know, Gino and Denny.
Hey. Elder? Hey. Messiah walked around with his disciples. They broke bread together. They did everything together. This is after the Messiah. And they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common. All things common. So guess what? Everything, as we've said over and over, is in the pot. It's one. All things common. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, and every man had need. Okay, so I can truly say I live that. Pastor Dow's been living this for years. Elder Ruben's been living this for years. The men of this ministry been living this for years. And they continue daily with one accord in the temple and breaking the bread from house to house. I can get up right now and walk to two more houses in C-State. I go to a dining hall full of saints right now and break bread with them and talk about this doctrine every single day. But y'all wait till first day of the week to go to first church and say, am I right?
I'm pretty good.
Man.
All right, so check this out. Michael Israel, we've been trying to reach you, brother. We hear them, but I literally have my volume to the max. Is there any way you can turn up Pastor Muir and Elder Rupert? We would greatly appreciate it in this office. We would.
Yes. Online, you can hear them. Everybody's perfectly clear online. It's the volume, one of the volumes on your computer, probably.
All right, let me look real quick.
I turned all the line all the way up on my computer.
Me too.
So I'm as high as I can go.
As high as I can get. We can still hear you now. Don't get me wrong. All right, so here we go. All right, so, hey, let's play a little bit more of that video before I start answering, okay? Let's go ahead and pick it up where we left it off at.
Chapter 3, we're at verse 8.
Amen.
Will a man rob God?
Yes, he will.
Amen. Will a man rob God?
And again, I say, yes, he will.
Yes, he has robbed.
The Lord say, you done it.
But
you
say, wherein have we robbed you?
Many of us play ignorant and want to ask, well, how in the world did we rob God? And how did God say it was done?
In tithes.
And what else?
And offering.
Not just one thing.
That's right.
Not just one thing. Tithes.
And offering.
And offering. Your question was, well, where did God preach it, or where did Jesus preach it, or where did the apostles preach it? Well, in order for it to be changed, then God will give the God would have given the apostles the revelation to preach against it.
That's right.
But there is no New Testament precept where the apostles or Jesus preached against it. And if the apostles or Jesus didn't preach against it, don't you hear Jesus said all things must be fulfilled that are written in the law of Moses and in the prophet, and this is the prophet, and in the song concerning me.
All right.
Damn! Oh, God!
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute! Time out!
Y'all saw whole fans Wednesday, right? Is this not the same guy that just got finished taking issue with the law and the prophet. Now, when it comes to tithe and offering, he's all in. All in. Come in. Head first. Get it in. Pass. That's why, man. Get it in. Damn. Man. You talking about a double-minded person is unstable in all of their way. And you schizophrenic ass people are sitting up there listening to this rhetoric and nonsense. So when it suits him,
right.
Moses and him are best friends. You see, guys, and they join together to help, man. But then all of a sudden, when it ain't to suit him, there's somebody greater than Moses. Hey, what the? Kitty says it's not fun to make fun of handicapped people. Look, stop!
Oh man!
Stop seeing this! No, I'm just saying, y'all literally see this Shazam. Did y'all see this?
That's what it is, Shazam. That's what it is.
This mother been listening to Harry Potter, man.
Yep.
What the hell is going on here? You think this, man, y'all. Y'all finished, man. There's no thing in it.
Y'all
heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard it. Y'all both made me spit my shit out.
Man,
sure.
Man,
y'all
come
the boss, man. Here come with the boss.
He got the boss, man.
Yeah. Hold it off, man. You cannot make it up.
This is... No. Let Gideon's show. Man, I'm telling you. Show Gideon's comment. I'm good. I can't try to tap on it. This is unreal, man. This is spiritual schizophrenia.
Wow. Yes, sir, it is.
We sitting up here. Okay, hold on. Y'all good? Y'all got yourself? Y'all composed now?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get my composed, man. Y'all composed. What the hell?
Hey, man.
Listen, you people up at First Church, man, I'm sorry, man. Bless y'all hearts. Y'all been buffooned. Y'all been run amok. Y'all have been deceived on a grand scale. This damn wizard, man. All foolish Galatians.
Yeah.
Who have bewitched you?
Come on, man.
Now I see the reason why he definitely don't want, look, the wicked flee when no man pursue, but the righteous bold is left. I see the reason why he don't want
to
do this. He'd rather trade videos. Now me, hey, I'm willing to stop every damn thing I'm doing, dropping on a dime. We can do it tomorrow. We can do it Sunday. We can do it Monday. We'll stop everything. Shut it all down. Get in front of your face. How many concessions have I made? He made none, has he?
No.
All right. Brother Antonio Roberts says, the one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose. And each will receive the wages according to the labor of each. For we are Elohim servants. We work together, and we are Elohim field. Elohim's building. Straightway is Yah's field, period. Period. I'm going to tell you right now, First Church is not Yah's field because they don't keep his commandments.
Yes, sir.
They teach against his commandments.
Yes.
Cool, I don't want to steal from his thunder. Let's stay in his vein. Let's get back to the video. Come on, we're going to get back to it. We're going to answer all this. Come on.
Man robbed God. When he had robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee?
Yes.
In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse. Well, you have robbed me even before me.
So you just can't look at where he just say tithes. If you had tithes
and offerings.
You're cursed with a curse if you don't do neither.
That's right. You're cursed with a curse when you have robbed even this whole nation.
Yes.
When you have the tithes into the storehouse.
And the storehouse is not the preacher's pocket.
That's right.
And the storehouse is not the preacher's house.
That's right.
You see, when we pay tithes and offerings, that's what gets your broadcast going. That's how churches got built. That's how we clothe naked folk, and that's how we feed hungry with tithing and offering. We have many hundreds and hundreds of poor brothers and sisters all around the world, in foreign countries, in India, in Africa. We buy land so they can grow food, so they can have something to eat. All of that fall in obeying God. How do we get that land? Through tithing
and
offering.
And offering.
See all the people co-signing it, all these dumb,
yep,
ignorant folks right here?
Yeah.
No, he said so they can grow food. So they, we buy that so they can, what your ass doing?
Right.
All right, I'm sorry, let me go on here for a minute, and then I definitely want y'all to chime in here, all right? We're going to go ahead and put some scripture in here, okay? We got to put some scripture in here, all right? Now, first of all, number one, the tithe is mentioned in the New Testament. We'll get it. But when you go to, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22 through 29. Deuteronomy or Dabarim chapter 14. 22 through 29. I want y'all to listen to the book. Listen real close. Okay? Listen extremely close. Read.
You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed.
Stop. First of all, the tithe, all of it belonged to the Levites. We'll get there. I need to say that. And he said, you shall truly tithe all of the what?
Increase
to your what?
Your seed.
Read.
That the field brings forth year by year.
Come on.
And you shall eat before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which he shall choose to place his name there.
Come on.
The tithe of your corn.
The corn.
Of your wine?
Uh-oh. Throw it out of Christianity. You can do the corn, but you can't do the wine. But he says the tithe of your corn and your
wine.
That means they have vineyards. Read on.
And of your oil.
That means they have olive branches. Come on.
And the firstlings of your herds.
Wait a minute. And it's going to define what the firstlings of your herds are, too. And I'm going to tell you already what the firstlings of your herds are. Most of you don't even understand that. The firstlings of your herd, it said of your herd. Firstlings of your herd. The law is so definitive. The firstlings of your herd is the tenth. The ninth or the tenth. You're going to see it. We're going to pull it out there. Read on.
The firstlings of your herds and of your flocks.
Come on.
That you may learn to fear Yahweh, your Elohim, always.
Read on.
And if the way be too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from you, which Yahweh, your Elohim, shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh, your Elohim, has blessed you, then shall you turn it into money.
Y'all hear that? You shall turn it into what?
Money.
You shall turn it into what?
Money.
In other words, if you are outside of Jerusalem, you have a long journey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does this long journey mean? Somebody please tell me what this long journey mean. I'm going to tell you what this long journey mean. First church can't tell you what this long journey mean. Christianity can't tell you what this long journey means. You know what this long journey means? This long journey means three times in a year shall all males appear before Yahweh Elohim. In the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of Passover, the feast of first fruits, the feast of Shavuot of Pentecost, the feast of trumpets and atonement and tabernacles. Three times in a year, if the journey be too far for you, you cannot sit up there and carry your cattle that you have reared and raised in your agricultural land that you own, raising your cattle, and then trekking all the way across the country to get to Jerusalem, where we was commanded to keep the feast, because it's the place where Yahweh our Elohim had chosen. He said, you take that you have, and you turn around, and you change it in for kesef. Somebody say money.
Money.
Are y'all hearing that?
Yes, sir.
They can't teach this because they don't know this. Are you out? You following?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And bind up the money in your hand.
And do what?
Bind up the money in your hand.
When you trade out everything from the first window of your flocks and your fruits, you bind up the money in your hand. Because you can't travel that far across it. It will be more of an expense to travel that far. And watch this. You take it, bind up the money in your hand, come on.
And shall go unto the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose.
Watch this.
And you shall bestow that money for whatsoever your soul lusts after.
Whoa. When you get to the feast, somebody say, are you interjecting? Go learn what that means. When you get to the feast, when you get to the Moedim or the set apart times of the Most High Yah, you shall trade what your soul lusts after for what?
For oxen?
Boy, we sure would like them oxtails.
Yeah.
Hey. T-bone steaks.
Yeah. Come on.
Some sirloin. Some ribeye. Ooh-wee. Come on. Offer sheep. Oh, wait.
Sheep?
Oh. Lamb. Ooh. Come on.
Offer wine.
What? Man, somebody go give me a wine bottle. Herb, real quick, right there. Come outside. Hurry, Sam. Give me a wine bottle. Somewhere in there, give me a wine bottle right now. Bring it up. Come on, Williams. Come on. Give me a wine bottle. There it is. Wine bottle, right here. Boy, you anti-Christ Christians are done, ain't you? You're forbidden to drink this. Go ahead, wine bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You first church, some of you women would do pretty good if you drink a little wine.
Mm. Yep.
You men would do better if you drink a little wine.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-wee. Mm-hmm. Is that what the book says?
Yes.
Oh, hell, we got one more to go on now.
Uh-oh.
Read on.
Oh, for strong drink.
Now, take issue with that. All you pagan Christians, take issue with that. Wine, strong drink, and whatsoever what?
Or for whatsoever your soul desires.
Come on with it.
And you shall eat there before Yahweh your Elohim.
Come on.
And you shall rejoice.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You and your household.
Hallelujah. And this has to do with the tithe. All of us know when you bring the tithe, you bring it three times in a year on the feast of the Moedim of Yahweh Elohim. Read on.
And the Levites.
That is what?
That is within your gate.
Wait, where's the Levite at?
Within your gate.
Oh, he's in Chicago.
Your gate.
Wisconsin.
Your gate.
California.
Your gate.
Oregon.
Your gate.
Canada.
Your gate.
New York.
Your gate.
Philadelphia.
Your gate.
Mexico.
Your gate.
England.
Your gate.
South Africa.
Your gate.
He's wild.
Your gate.
Now we have a priest of the Most High God within your gate.
Hallelujah.
Y'all people at the first church, the best thing y'all do is tap out. We'll stop when y'all repent.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
You shall not forsake him.
So you don't forsake the priest. You don't forsake the priesthood. Period, point blank. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, which we will show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness, out of darkness, out of darkness, into the marvelous light, into the marvelous light.
Hallelujah.
Man,
hallelujah.
Oh, y'all better stop this mess. Watch it. Hold yourself. Be careful. Read on.
For he has no part nor inheritance with you.
The Levite has no part, no inheritance with you. They've always been separated from Israel for his part. Because the Levite was commanded to not ever own no land. They had no inheritance amongst Israel, period. They are the priests of the Most High Yah. And Israel was commanded to send a tithe and offering, a tenth of all they had, to the Levites to sustain them because they were in charge of worshiping of the temple. They were in charge of the service of the temple.
Yes.
The Levites!
Yes.
That's why most of y'all worship service and y'all so-called solemn assemblies is all jacked up. Because you don't know. We just had the Feast of Pentecost.
Yes.
What happened on our Feast of Pentecost?
Power.
Came through.
Power.
Oh, yes. Every person, every elder laid hands on received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Not only in the sinners, but they received it online.
Hallelujah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Oh, the sum of both.
Amen.
You better be careful as touching these men.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
come on.
Oh, 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 then you find yourself having to fight against Yah.
Yes, sir.
That's what you're doing. You fight against Yah.
Better refrain.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hearing this, right?
Yes, sir.
This is ugly. This is past ugly. This is almost irredeemable. Read on. Watch this.
At the end of 3 years, you shall bring forth all the tithe of your increase the same year.
Wait. This was said at the end of 3 years. Come out.
And shall lay it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no part nor inheritance with you.
So Levi has no part and inheritance with you is going to tell us what the tithe is for. And before I say this, I've seen y'all congregation. Y'all got a bunch of people up there sitting up there in Project Living.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of poor folks sitting up there defeated. You got people up there giving what you call a tithe to your damn church. And I say damnable church.
Yeah.
And they can barely even make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And your ass is wearing designer suits. Huh? You traveling the whole damn world. And the flock of y'all suffering like hell.
Yes, sir.
You set up in housing projects on EBT cards and food stamps and every damn thing else. And you can't even make ends meet but your preacher. Traveling the whole world wearing designer suits. Fancy. Y'all hearing this, right?
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Let's read this. Let's see what it says. Verse 29, right?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And the Levite, because he has no part of our inheritance with you, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow.
Because the Levite don't have no inheritance, and the stranger, and the fathers, and the widow, which
are within your gates.
Oh, that's right. They can't be with y'all because they ain't within y'all gates.
Mm.
Y'all so scattered. Y'all so divided. They ain't within y'all gates. They're in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have been forsaken over here by family down there that nobody don't give a shit about because they can't do nothing for them because they're no benefit but a liability.
Mm.
Wow. The book says the stranger.
Yeah.
The fatherless, the orphans. and the widows therewith within your gates.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Shall come.
And they do what?
And shall eat and be satisfied.
Now, you tell them to go out there and get on government solidarities and stuff to be able to take care of themselves, for themselves, because, the church is not a welfare program. They're wicked-ass people. Read on.
That Yahweh, your Elohim, may bless you in all the works of your hands.
When you do this, if you're really truly Israel, then Yahweh, your Elohim, will bless you in all the works of your hands. Y'all hearing this, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I got so many to go through, man. Let's go on a little bit more to what Geno Genesis have to say.
When you advertise, I had one man tell you the first preacher ever met that do right by God's money. I'm scared of God. I'm scared to death of God. And you wouldn't get me to go to hell over a half a penny.
All right, bring the avatars into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now it would fit, the Lord of hosts.
All right.
So I will not open you the windows
God
of heaven.
God said, I will open you up, I will open up windows of heaven.
And pour you out a blessing.
God said, if you do this, he'll give you a blessing.
That this shall not be.
All right, get up, okay, Hebrew quickly now. Let's get it quick, because I got a lot of questions I want to get.
Back in the book of Hebrews chapter 7, and we're still at verse 1.
Get at verse 1 quickly. Get that quickly.
Now, we ain't moving so damn quick. We ain't going to set up and gloss over what you just said.
Yeah.
Y'all come on with it. Y'all got something? Come on with it.
I'm going to come on what you said at the end here. In verse 29, that Yahweh thy Elohim may bless thee in all thy work of thine hand.
Uh-oh.
He just got up there and told y'all, we take money and buy food land so they can grow food.
Uh-huh.
So they can do the work. No, he's too busy traveling and going from place to place. And then the bold statement he made, where he said, you the first preacher, somebody told me, you the first preacher that'll do right by God's money? Bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah.
That's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because guess what? Y'all sitting there looking at one right there. And everybody in here, the nose passes down, can attest to that.
Yes, true.
The pride. The pride. This is what Elder Rupert said earlier. Name one block. Name one block. See, that man sat there late. Look at this, man. You can run down the list in this ministry. I know one thing. Ask yourself first, church. How many of y'all, if you listen to Geno Jennings, say you in New York or something, or say you in another state, and you come to Pennsylvania, you come to the city of Philadelphia.
Come on.
Can you lodge at his house?
No.
Can you go to his house? Can you lodge there? Can you find somebody worthy in that city?
Ooh.
It's the foolishness. Guess what? I know I can go to Shep's house. I know I can go to Elder Rupert's house. I know I can go to Pastor Corey's house. Guess why? Because I've been to all state house. Thereby continuing to show you that our lifestyle fulfills this. Not just sitting up trying to sound good. Because what preacher haven't you heard talk about, what they doing for the poor? It's real easy to say that. It's real easy to say that. But it's a joy to live. I tell you that much. These people ought to change.
Man, dice them up, Pastor. I'm just waiting on you to go and dice them up. I just
straight up. Let's go to Numbers.
Straight up.
Let's go to Numbers chapter 18. Start of verse 21. I want you to understand this. When, and that's the reason why I said Matthew.
Let me get up.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All right.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I said it's still the Old Testament. Because the death of the testator. Now, you could take a few chapters out of that, because it talks about the resurrected Messiah.
Yes,
am I right?
Yes.
That's concretely, right?
Yes, right.
But the majority of it is still what? The Old Testament.
Yes, sir.
That's why you would talk about it. You scribes and Pharisees, you take tithes of coming and missed. Yes. And you omitted the weighty matters of the law.
Yes.
Are you following me? But we're going to get there. Numbers chapter 18, verse 21. Listen to me. The tithes were for the Levites.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to add something in there. I want y'all to listen. I'm not adding nothing to history. It's a fact. In 70 A.D., our temple got sacked. Am I telling the truth?
Yes. Yes.
Where's the temple at now? There is no temple in Jerusalem. I don't give a damn. That's Fort Antonio. I told y'all once. I told you 1,000 times. That's a Roman fort over there that these people are worshiping at. They were not the people of God. Hard-headed ass people.
You
are the temple of God. And what? How will you feel me?
Come on. Come on.
Let me calm down here one second. Numbers 18:21. Read.
And behold, I have given the children of Levi all that is in Israel for an inheritance.
For what?
Inheritance.
For what?
Inheritance.
Hallelujah.
He said he gave the children of Levi all the tenth of what?
Israel.
That means the 12 tribes.
Yep.
That means of the 12 tribes of Israel. For the what?
Inheritance.
Yeah.
Read on.
For their service.
For their what?
For their service.
What was the priesthood do? What did the Levites do? That was a service to the temple. That's what they did.
Yes, yes, sir.
Come on.
Which they serve. Even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Yes. Skip down to verse 26. Don't forget to read a little bit before and a little bit after in context so you'll know what you're reading. Verse 26.
Thus speak unto the Levites.
Read on.
And say unto them.
What do you say?
When you take of the children of Israel the tithe.
You take of the children of Israel the what?
Tithe.
So you don't take it from Christians.
No. No.
You don't take it from pagans.
Ooh. No. Wow.
You don't take it from holiness. Mm. You take it from the children of Israel.
Yeah.
Read on.
The tithe which Yah has given you from them for your inheritance.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
In other words, all the 12 tribes of Israel, every single one of them, they already had land. They already had inheritance from Yah. But they were charged by Yah to give of their tithe to the Levites for the service of the temple.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Then you shall offer up
a what?
A heave offering.
A what kind of offering?
Heave.
A what kind of offering?
Heave.
A heave offering. Come on.
Of it. The tithes for Yah, even as his part of the tithe.
Listen, even the Levites just got finished being charged to even offer up a tenth part of the tithes.
Wow.
Of the heathen offering.
That's good.
The way offering. Are you getting that? Even the Levites, once they received tithes, they were even charged on the Most High God to pay a tenth of that.
Yes.
What do we do over here straightway? Are we not always giving each other, interchanging with each other, left and right? Are we not?
Yes,
come on now. I'll let y'all answer. Come on, I'll let you answer this. Am I not telling the truth?
True. Yes, sir.
Come on.
True.
Because over here, we're real men that really, truly fear y'all.
Yes, sir.
We're not up here full-time with any damn body. Ain't living this.
It's the truth. It's a fact. Always.
Mm-hmm. Watch this. I'm going to show you something else, Leviticus 27, verse 30 through 34. Y'all wait till this one hits you. See, they can't talk with this because they don't know the law or the testimony. Mm. And because they don't know it, they have no revelation. There's no light in them.
Come on,
none whatsoever at all.
Right.
And from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures.
Yes.
Come on, Leviticus 27, verse 30, read.
In all the tithe of the land.
In all the tithe of the land. Come on.
Whether of the seed of the land.
Whether of the what?
Seed of the land.
Or
of the fruit of the tree. This is Yah.
Who it belongs to?
Yah.
Just when you think you got something, you ain't got nothing.
Come on, sir.
Everything that God has given, he's given it to us.
Yeah.
Because of his tender mercy.
Yeah.
We're here as stewards over what he's already given us.
Yeah.
You already seen that God's the one who took the credit for Abraham's victory.
Yeah.
And he still gets the credit now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. He's the don't come by no man's power or his own might. Or that damn strength.
Come on.
Yes.
By a spirit.
Come on. Jacob, you worm!
Yeah.
Read.
It is holy unto Yah. And if a man will at all redeem all of his tithes.
If a man redeem all of his tithes, watch this, watch it, listen closely.
He shall add thereto the fifth part thereof.
That means if a man is going to keep his tithes of the offering that he was going to give, the Bible now commanded that he should add a fifth unto it. That means 15%. It went from 10 to 15%. Read on.
And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto Yah.
Read.
He shall not search whether it be good or bad. Neither shall he change it, and if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy.
Come on, come on.
It shall not be redeemed.
Read on.
These
of the what?
The commandment of
the what?
Come on. Which Yah commanded Moses for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai.
So if you even choose to take part of your, take your tithe for your own separate stuff, you had to turn around rather than giving that, you had to turn around and end up paying 15%. Not 10, but 15%. Here we go again. All right? We read Numbers 18, right? Is that right? We're going to hold off on it for a second. Let's go back to the video. We have seen Jennings dodge the question. The man said, show me in the New Testament where you are cursed with a curse. That's over in Malachi. Are you following me? How did that happen? That's over in Malachi.
Yeah.
Are you following me? You are cursed with a curse. He says, show me in the New Testament where you are cursed with a curse if you don't give a tithe. It ain't there. You ain't going to find it. That's why that deceiver and hoaxer went straight to Hebrews 7, then turned around, went straight to Malachi, the priestly order by Melchizedek. Then he turns around and quickly go to Malachi, because he ain't got no New Testament proof text for us.
Not no witness.
Let me tell y'all something before we get there. By the time the apostles came up on the scene, you gave offerings. Y'all love a cheerful giver. And if you're Israel, you gave all.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Not just some. And I promise you, every single one of your damn churches would dodge that one. You notice how they dodge Acts chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
They put up their damn sacraments of these damn crosses and fishes. They would not touch Acts chapter 4. And then they won't tell you what happens to those of you who hold back part of the price of the land while we're trying to build Israel in Acts chapter 5, where you see the judgment that happened to Ananias and Sapphira. That's New Testament.
Yeah.
That is New Testament.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on. Very image.
Come on with the video.
Tell them, preach of the Most High God.
Now, Melchizedek was God. Someone said Melchizedek was God? Yes. Someone said, how can you
stop?
He had no beginning of days.
Stop. So he's going to run on with rhetoric, and which is true, about Melchizedek. He's going to totally dodge the question about tithe and offerings. He did not give not one New Testament scripture or passage or letter concerning answering that man's question. He did not do it. He will not do it. Pastor Nell, come on with
me. Oh, I got something real quick, and I'm going to hand it right back, Chef. I just got it. E-Ranger, truth of God, we thank you all for your donation, your sacrifice towards the work of the Lord for our 2023 Upper Auditorium dedication. Goal, $900,000. And, you know, you got the typical meter. Elder, you're right, Elder. Look at it. So $22,600. This is the current status of our monetary sacrifice. Thanks to all saints who were able to give. You see it?
Wow.
There it is right there. Typical Christianity. Typical Christianity.
What?
There it is right there.
There
it is right there. Typical Christianity. This don't make no sense. And I already know because I'm with the chef because I know he's going to go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 9. I'm with the chef because I know he's going to go there.
He's going to break it down.
You said it. Elder, you said it from the beginning. That's what it's about right there. You know how many churches I've been in where they come and meet us?
$900,000.
You know what we can do with $900,000?
I was just getting ready to say that. Do you know what we can do with $900,000? We could set 50 families free of this system.
Hallelujah.
The hell with a damn auditorium.
Exactly.
We'll build that for a fraction of that cost with our own labor and our own hands.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to hire that mess out.
Come on, Elmo.
They ain't going to keep it inside, Israel. They ain't done none of that. They don't have none of that. They can't keep their law. They don't have no land.
Come on.
They don't have no flock. They don't have no herd. They don't have no vineyard. They don't have none of that. So how? What tithe are you giving? What hands are being blessed?
Come on.
And hands of the people you hired to come do all the stuff y'all told you to do yourself?
Exactly.
You probably don't even go get your own groceries today. You probably get them delivered.
Wow.
I would not be surprised. Most people just get all this. Man, again, these dudes.
How we doing?
All good. Wicked.
Good.
I want to see this storehouse.
Cooking hot here.
That's what he said. It's all going to the shepherd, to the pastor's pocket. I want to see, and he'll show you pictures of all the churches that they done built and all that. That's what he'll show you. But I guarantee you, like Pastor just said, Pastor Dallas just said, you'd have saved a whole lot more money if y'all men would have got out there and done the work yourself. We got any more churches you would have been able to have.
But, Elder, you seen that congregation. Where the men at?
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
Uh-oh. Right. Where are the men? Where are the work? You remember Israel was reckoned with men, and the men were classified as warriors. Where are they? I don't see no damn warriors up there.
That's because they can't keep the law. They can't fellowship, like Pastor was saying, together.
I don't even see a physical warrior up there.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. A bunch of educated fools.
Yep.
Unfortunately. A bunch of educated fools. Unfortunately, and I hate to say it that way, but you've been bamboozled. You've been tricked. You've been fooled. And it's just itching to your ears. You ain't got to go out there and do nothing. All you do is sit back and wait on the blessings of the Lord. It's all manufactured.
Hey.
All manufactured.
You're going to make blessings come with death.
I know one thing. I guarantee you genogenesis done come in, but you people that are sitting there poor and destitute, still living from paycheck to paycheck, we don't have not one of our Israelites in this ministry, especially living on communities that's living from paycheck to paycheck. Not a one of them.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I guarantee you, why they drive it, look, they, first of all, I remember somebody came to the land, and they said, whose is that car? You know, I have a 2010 AMG F63 Mercedes-Benz. Hell, Pastor Muir had that when he played professional football. Are you following me? They said, who is that? They said, oh, that's Pastor. Oh, he got the go. Oh, it offended him. Only one problem, though. It ain't mine. That's just the way they're familiar with talking. It belongs to all of us.
Now,
let's see how many people done drove that thing.
I drove it.
And you in Georgia. You ain't in Tennessee. You in Georgia.
I drove many times.
I guarantee you, if everybody chime in on this chat room that's droving and stuff, I guarantee you'll see many states. You can't get no more concrete than that. No more truthful than that.
That's it.
Then they go, well, whose truck is that? Oh, you mean that truck that goes and labors for the land of Israel?
Yeah.
Pick up build material.
Oh, that's a nice truck. Yeah, it sure does. It carried that thing, skid steering that back hole extremely well, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Carries that scaffold extremely well, don't it? I like to see you, Gino, Jen, to get your weak, sorry, wet noodle ass out here and work with us a half a day. Not one day. I'm going to cut it a half a day. Especially you, Williams. Well, no, I'm going to have mercy on Williams. All you people, you young people. All you young people in First Church who fancy yourself to be some type of man or warrior, come and work with me. I'm 56 years old. Come work with me one day. And let's see by day two if your ass ain't tapping out. One day.
They don't make it through day one.
One day.
Not with the Kentucky horse, right?
We can pick it anytime. You call. I'll be there. Man, I got all kinds of songs in my mind. As I quote this stuff, I got all kinds of songs. Come on, let's get with the video here real quick.
Someone said, how can you say that? The Bible said he had no beginning of days. If you have no beginning, that means you always was. Then the Bible said he had no end in life. When it says you have no end in life, that means you always will be. And he said you don't have no father, no mother. Without success means you ain't got no relative, no beginning, no ending. That's God. There's only one king of righteousness. And ain't no man the king of righteousness. That's God.
Real quick. For this man says that King of Salaam speaks of the Most High God.
Yes.
When Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
And
through also Abraham gave a chief one of all.
Yes.
Blessing by interpretation, king of righteousness.
And you got to remember, we're the children of Abraham by faith, and we still give us Melchizedek, which is God Almighty, a tenth. All right.
Blessing by interpretation, king of righteousness.
And
after that also, King of Salaam.
There is only one King of Salaam, meaning King of Peace.
Which is King of Peace.
It ain't it. That's a God.
Without father.
Wait a minute. God don't have no father.
Without father.
God don't have no father because he is father.
Without mother.
God don't have no mother.
Without the sin.
God don't have no relative.
Having neither beginning of day.
He has no beginning of
life.
He always was and he has no ending. He always will be. That's God.
That's right.
Oh, yes. We still pay tithe and we still pay offering. All right. Next question.
All right. So y'all see what just happened, right? He deflected
totally
and diverted from the original question. He gave you something that you all agree with. God, one, and totally avoided.
What's the sword mark?
Witchcraft.
That book.
Yeah,
who was a great tap dancer?
Sammy Davis.
I mean, Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis.
Made a tap dance up a storm, man. Y'all just got finished experiencing the ultimate tap dance. I mean, he just got finished. He just laid it down to y'all. And y'all sitting up there nodding y'all head like a bunch of dumbass buffoons. Yeah. We gonna get to the damn question. All right. Since he ain't concrete, we're gonna be concrete, all right? We're gonna show y'all what the New Testament.
Yes, sir.
That's what y'all call it.
Mm-hmm.
Giving offerings. And what does it mean? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse 11. Y'all right, Israel?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Israel, y'all right online? If y'all right online, type in 3 for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Woo.
Type in 3 online if y'all all right. And if y'all think we've done a good job, type in 1.
Hallelujah.
Only one truth. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Get the 3s and the 1s in there. Pastor, you all right? Elder, you all right?
Doing good, Chef. Very, very good.
Elder, you muted. Shoot, I thought El Root was really going to raise up the roof. He raised up the roof. Ooh, wait, boy.
I'm sorry, I'm well. I'm doing real good,
oh,
man.
Oh, El Root was big. You know, Elder, they hate you. They hate you, man. You are a, Elder, you are a hated man.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's in good company.
Yeah.
I can live with it. I can live with it.
This is Elder Rufus right here, Galatians 4:16. This is Elder Rufus.
Have I become your enemy? Hey,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because I tell you the truth.
That's it, man. They're going to have your ass in a noose, Elder. But they're going to be able to get to you.
Nope.
Got too many guns around you, man.
Oh,
too many guns.
Yeah.
Too many drained men. By the way, did Harvin accept my boxing match? I want to know. I don't got time for this. I'm out here working. But did he accept it? I want to know. That little damn dip squeak.
I don't know.
And I'm not making fun of anybody that looks. Because I'm little compared to Elder Kabir, TJ, and Pastor Mir. I'm a different kind of little, though.
Come on,
Chef. I'm a strong ass little.
Come on, Louis.
I know how to cut your ass. Ooh, wait. I've been dialed in and turned up, man.
Mm-hmm.
So check this out. First Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse 11. Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Come on,
get it. I'm going to tell y'all what we should be doing today.
Come on.
And then we're going to knock it out of the park, which Pastor Muir and Elder Rufus already done did it anyway. They've hit two home runs already. So with the score is already 2-0, 3-0. Read.
If we have sown unto you spiritual things.
Now, who can say this straightway has not sown unto the people spiritual things?
Nobody.
Come on, let's tell the truth.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, come on. That's not right.
Come on.
Nobody.
Come on. Because you literally have to be here in the midst of us. You have to bear false witness to say that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because to be a true witness, you can't say that.
No, sir.
I had a guy today, yesterday, turn around a leader and leave the ministry and said he repented. But the damage that he has caused already has been done.
Wow.
Can you imagine that now?
Man.
Can you imagine that? Is that not sad? Mm. Read on.
If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things?
So if I have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if I reap your cardinal things. I know Clevelo Dollar know that one good. He ain't sold y'all shit. But a bunch of damn debt. He talking about how blessed you all going to be and your ship done come in. And he got two damn jets. $600. He sold one to Tyler Perry. Hey, Israel, where my damn jet? I'm getting jealous over here. I fly commercial every damn day. What the shit, man? Y'all say y'all love me. What the hell? Clevelo Dollar don't keep the commandments. I'm keeping the commandments. I'm teaching you how to keep the commandments. And the best I get is commercial first class.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Ooh. I'll be surprised. Hey, I will be perfectly content with Coach.
Hallelujah.
As long as I need to get what I need to get to.
Hallelujah.
And guess what? Pastor Down ain't going to take no damn jab to get there either.
Hallelujah.
I ain't taking no damn jab to get there.
Ooh.
I'm not taking a mark of the beast. No, that was just a damn prelude.
Yes,
I'm not taking a damn mark of the beast. You got a compromising, weak-ass, stylish, wet noodle on down three months. That was justified. Every damn thing you said about like a bunch of damn mindless-ass minions shaking and bobbing your damn head.
Yes, sir.
Where you going to draw a damn line in the concrete? Come on. Come on.
Come on, Chef.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
That's because you don't even know what intestinal fortitude is.
Go ahead, Chef.
You don't know what it means to have T-level spikes.
Come on.
Go in.
Come on.
Come on, Steph.
Come on.
You don't know about this shit unless you got that running gun.
Go in. Come on, Pat.
I don't blame these brothers. They can be stirred up. I blame every last one of these brothers in there. Ariel, Josh,
hey.
Knucklehead over here, Knucklehead 2 over here, and then now Vince will join in on it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And they know we mean business because guess what? We're not only just talking this shit, but I tell you what.
Thank you, babe.
We're not only just talking this. But I tell you one damn thing, bring your ass out to one of our work sites and see if myself, Teacher Shane, same age I am, and see if you won't see it that we'll rip your ass a new asshole. And we ain't even thinking about you. We're just working.
Yes, sir. True.
We're not thinking about you. We're trying to build up Israel. We're not even trying to compete.
Yes, sir. True.
Israel watching us, though, and I'm glad they're watching us.
Yeah.
Because we are your examples.
Hallelujah.
So that you can learn from.
Hallelujah.
So you'll know how to behave.
Hallelujah.
So you'll know how to do.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
We all watch and see El Ruba's got 50 Israelites coming down there. We're going to descend on that community, and within 5 days, we're going to transform that place.
Hallelujah.
5 days, we're going to transform that place. You're going to see a love of hospitality.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Come on. You're going to see accommodate Israel in every way, shape, fashion, and form. You're going to see the Israelite saints that make sacrifice. And they're going to enjoy that sacrifice because they know what the pleasure of the will be.
Come on.
Come on. They're going to know what the pleasure of the kingdom is going to be. We're going to do it there.
Yeah.
Then we came from Indiana.
Yep.
We're in Kentucky.
Yep.
We're going to Georgia, going to Alabama, and we're going to keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. And then the generations that come out of us, they're going to keep going. Keep going. We're going to keep on adding, five more land. Oh, there's a we're going.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. To our children are going to inherit.
Yes, sir.
Tithes and
offerings. He's setting this thing up to our children ain't got to go out there and labor and toil in this wicked ass land.
Hallelujah.
Mark my word.
Come on, Chef.
And I'm going to show you. I never claimed to have 5,000 titles. I'm just Pastor Dow.
Hallelujah.
I never claimed it. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. I'm a pastor. I'm a teacher. I promise you, he done said he every one of them.
Fullness of the guy?
He is the fullness of God. He's the son of all wisdom.
I got a question.
I got some wisdom for you when he jumps out here in his damn cinder block. And now sprinkle about with some mud and throw some mud on your ass.
I got a question. Gino Jenny.
Go ahead, Elton.
I wonder if we actually got...
Why y'all give me stirred like that?
You ain't coming. I wonder if 60 men is covered his house and he housed them for 4 days, 5 days.
Oh, hell no. Hey, First Church, y'all on the front. Y'all on the clock. Y'all time to go. Can 60 men come to Pastor Gino Jennings' house, and be housed for 5 days? Food? Your laundry get done?
Mm-hmm.
You work your ass off to the bones.
Mm-hmm.
You sweat, blood, tears.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fellowship with the brethren. Yeah. Get your ass up right at the damn crack of damn dawn in the morning. Do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but straight up hard as blood, sweat, and tears labor.
Mm-hmm. But I started life because if I would have gave you as an example, you just housed almost 1,000 folks.
Ooh,
come on. 10
days. Come on.
600 folks.
Come on, Elder. Come on.
All again, 60 days.
True.
Come on, Elder.
That's a fact.
Yep.
And I'm going to sit up here, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Straightway, Tennessee. Tennessee, but straight with Clarksville,
yeah.
Straight with Kentucky,
and all the surrounding homesteads and fellowship, that they actually come and they put labor in on his land to help us get ready and prepared to receive the Israelites.
Yes.
For Yah Mordeens or the Feast of the Most High Yah. Y'all don't talk about this shit in the first church because y'all too busy being these damn sun worshipers.
Yeah.
You trying to justify your damn Sunday ass. But Jennings, Sunday, I'm going out next. I'm coming to hit your ass on Sunday.
Mm.
You like running your damn mouth. I'm going to show your ass, you pagan ass, that your damn Sunday sun god worship is not the Shabbat.
Mm. No.
And Yahweh Elohim don't change just like you declared tonight on this broadcast.
Did he
not declare?
Yes, he did.
He did declare,
yes,
right?
He did.
Yes, he did. You want to take the word and suit it when it fits your damn traditional church doctrine. We're going to be consistent with our Yahweh Elohim.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to say it again. All you people out there, I had people today, Elder Rufus, Pastor Mirror, they said, why don't y'all just let this go? We didn't start this.
No,
we answered. We didn't start it. And what's really critical to me is, y'all notice how the silence is deafening concerning the Hebrew Israelites? Nobody's chiming in. Nobody's weighing in on this truth. You know he's telling the truth. They know he's telling. They can't do it because of pride. They're probably stealing like they did from our website when we got the color to leak for the name Tassels. Come on, and the ribbon. Did you know that? Come on now.
Man.
All of Israel falls.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, folks. You better hope that when these two witnesses come up on the scene, they come and visit your place, because I know they're coming straight way.
Yeah.
I know they're coming here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, that's so
hey, funny. Pastor.
Go ahead, Pastor.
One thing we forgot, we can't forget, is whenever we come to these work sites, just like it's going to be when we go to Georgia, it's going to be nothing but talking about Yah.
Yeah.
Praising Yah.
Yeah.
Singing. Thanking the Father. When you ever seen men, you can get all together, working hard, sweating, cramping, doing whatever, but thanking the Father the whole time with a smile on your face. With a smile on your face. Every single day.
Hallelujah.
Every single day, praising Yah, knowing that he's blessing the labor, blessing the work of our hands in everything we do.
Yeah.
Man, they can't, that testimony alone, these churches cannot say. By the time they go into church to open up one can of green beans, hey, they're fucking and fighting over who's going to make the collard greens with all these swine in it. But we literally, you can literally see us pull up to any website. It ain't nothing but love from the beginning to the end.
True.
Having a good time working and praising Yah in the process.
True.
Man, come on, man.
Tell Rufus. Hey, before we get down, please, just for the listening audience, please make sure, I know you're working your ass off, but please make sure you make at least 3 or 4 videos of what we're doing there in Georgia.
Oh,
at least 3 or 4 videos. Please.
We already got that. We got Jasmine on this thing.
Oh, Jasmine. Oh, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
This gonna look, they're going to be like, man, y'all just
poof. Make sure they get, when the Elder Miss pull up, I pull up.
We already on.
I bet. Glory.
Already.
We're going to show you.
Yeah.
Everybody coming in.
You know what's crazy as hell? Black folks build this country, but y'all ass don't even know the damn, you don't even know A squared from B squared equals C squared. You can't build shit now.
Wow.
You can't build a damn thing. You renting every damn thing. You can't build shit. Yeah, I purposely am antagonizing you. I'm hoping I'm motivating you. Put a defibrillator on your mind so you can actually see. How the hell did we come from the people come from them, the land of Ham, on slave ships over here, allegedly, and then we was charged to build the slave master's houses, and today, we don't even know where 16-inch old center is. We don't even know what the hell a 412 pitch is. We can't even tell you what the hell a compound miner is. What the hell done happened? What happened? But I tell you one damn thing, you can't say that to this one. Not this one. Not here you ain't. This shit pisses me off.
Sorry, bro. I go ahead.
Rich. See, y'all want to accuse me of cussing. Yeah, shit. And I'm going to tell you, you need to travel.
Mm-hmm.
You need to travel. Let's go. What we had to teach? Elder.
First grade is 9:20.
Elder Rufus.
Yes, sir.
Make sure y'all just take at least 3-4 videos. At least 3-4 videos.
It's going to be there. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? Everybody, how y'all doing this? Because almost every community literally have their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all can't make sense. Everybody, all these questions. Mm-hmm. How y'all do this? How y'all do that? How you do that? How you do that? Pastor Muir and Elder Robin, they have their own business.
Two of them.
You hear that?
And what else?
I think they keep saying, I ain't giving y'all every damn thing to please y'all ass. Y'all need to learn how to walk by damn faith. That's what you need to learn. We trade thousands of dollars between each other like it ain't nothing. Literally. We try to make sure our dollars circulate in Israel.
That's right.
I promise you. I want it to circulate right here in Israel.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. We all old as shit. We dumb as hell. Got all this gray in our damn beard to be stupid, right? Like y'all. Paycheck to paycheck, debt. Ain't got no damn land. Don't even know how to damn grow a green bean in your own damn pot out of your windowsill. It ain't even your windowsill. It's sad. It's sad. Your mama, say it again. Your mama ain't shit. Your daddy ain't shit. And you ain't shit.
Come on.
You come over here. We're trying to teach you how to be something for the first time in your life. Well, why are you talking to me like that? I'll tell you what. It's meant for you.
Yeah.
Because you have no humility.
There it is.
To take your prideful ass to destruction. It's meant for you.
Stay in shit.
No, you stay right where you at. You need to stay there. We comfortable with it. Less headache for us. Less my hair ain't got to fall out no damn more.
Yes, sir.
Cut your ass. Your funk. Oh. I was going to say funky. Let's get to the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Verse 12.
Start again. We've been a long time. 11, 12, 13. Come on. 14.
If others be partaker of this power over
you. No. Read verse 11. Come on.
If we have sown at you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? Mm-hmm. If others be partakers of this power over you,
come on.
Are not we the rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power.
But what?
But suffer all things, lest we should hinder the good news of Messiah.
So we have power. We realize it. We know it. But why would we use this to hinder the message? We would never do that.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we're going to spend every damn thing we got of ourselves to make sure that the message get advanced for Yahshua's sake. You know why? Because he paid it all.
Come on,
that's right.
He gave it all. Yes. All praises to the Most High of God.
Hallelujah.
I can't make no more sense than that, man.
Hallelujah.
What we do pales in comparison to all what he did for us.
Yes.
It's the least we can do.
Hallelujah.
Say it again, Elder. This is our reasonable
soul. Hallelujah.
I'm in a damn wheelchair with a kickstand. I'm still going to give all my labor and glory to God. Come on!
Come on!
These people literally don't understand. understand what we got, though.
No,
come on.
They don't.
Say you got the Ruach.
Come on.
I say I'm on.
Ooh.
Need them on.
Boom.
Go check out our last Shavuot of Pentecost. Better check it out.
Come on.
Go check it out. It's online. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ready to kill him. We used to keep that exclusive, but go check it out.
Come on.
Record feeling.
Yeah. You know, Elder Rufus, I'm getting to the point. I'm going to use your word. So this damn first church shit, this shit started to perturb me, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting to the point, burn the whole damn thing down. Mm-hmm. To the damn ground. You don't keep the commandments any damn way.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no need to tap dance. I'm going to have y'all picking asses any damn way.
Yes, sir.
Try to throw them an olive branch. You're trying to throw them an olive branch. They don't want to keep. They're rejecting y'all's fruit. And then a lick of humility in them. So you got to kind of mock them. You got to mock them. I mean, they're making a mockery of the gospel.
There's a lot did the same thing.
Sure did.
And you damn solid ass so-called Hebrew Israelite camps.
Oh, man.
Forget y'all. We don't hear shit from y'all. I ain't heard shit from y'all. Man, no. When the glory comes, get your ass over here. Stay your ass.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Right.
Read on, teach.
Do you know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple?
We can say that.
Yes.
We can literally say that. Come on.
And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar?
Mm. Read on. Come on.
Even so, has the master ordained that they which preach the good news, the message?
So what?
Should live the good news, the message.
If we preach it, we should do what?
Live.
Read on.
But I have used none of these things. Neither have I written these things. That it should be so done unto me. For if it were better for me to die, then that any man should make my glory void.
Keep reading.
For though I preach the gospel, the good news, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Woe is unto me if I preach not the message. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the message is committed unto me.
Y'all get this right? If you want to learn anything about the renewed covenant, new so-called New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, start at verse 11, read all the way down. Matter of fact, read the whole chapter. Now let's get to it. Acts chapter 2.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Right here.
Now let's get to it. It's crazy how all of you so-called motivated preachers and teachers and everything, they want to talk about tithes and offering. And he could not prove tithes and offering from the New Testament. But I tell you one thing we can prove. It's not just tithes and offering. We can prove, and he loved telling what the apostles say. He loved telling what the apostles say. I promise you one thing, the apostles, and mind you, if you was an apostle, you was taught personally by Yahshua the HaMashiach himself, Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, sir.
Paul said, I had a revelation of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I'm glad that I had a revelation of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I still had to go and check my teaching.
Right.
With the apostles who came before me at Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all remember that? Paul said, I still take it. He did not fuck the order of things.
No, he didn't.
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh.
That's good.
See, First Church is banking on y'all Negro ignorance.
Yeah.
The same damn Sambo, Kum, Buck, dancing ass ignorance you had in damn slavery where you guys can't read, write, comprehend. They depending on that shit today. They playing on you.
Yeah. Come on.
They suffocating your ass.
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to get to the nitty gritty now. Let's see what it says. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. I'm going to start right here. Verse 42. Somebody read. Hey, you get Acts chapter 4. We're going to get this. We're going to tell this chapter. And you start in verse 32 when we get there. Acts chapter 2, verse 32, read, teach.
And they continued steadfastly.
42, yeah.
In the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread.
So here is the assembly of Yah that continues steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread. And it went from what?
Prayers.
Prayers. Come on.
And fear.
No,
came
no.
upon every soul.
Terror came upon every soul.
Yeah.
Come on.
And many wonders.
Many what?
Wonders.
Many what?
Wonders.
And what?
And signs.
Do what?
Were done by the apostles.
I'm not going to compare this shit. All y'all got is baptism, but I promise you, we got a hell of a lot more wonders.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that.
Acts.
We have miracle signs yes. and yep. wonders.
Yep.
I promise you.
True.
The
yep.
old fact. But he's wonderful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All y'all want it. Anybody want to be baptized? Anybody want to be baptized? Come on, man. Get baptized. Shit. That damn driven, hasty-ass spirit.
Mm.
Read on.
And all that believed were together.
Mm. Scattered apart.
Together.
One in Philadelphia, other in Jamaica.
Together.
But all that believed were
together.
Read on.
And in all things common.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Wow.
I guarantee your pastor ain't got every damn thing together in common. I promise you don't.
You know he don't.
I, say it again, Pastor.
You know he don't.
Read.
And sold their possession.
Hold on. So, I'm going to ask, let's start this simple. Has T.D. Jake sold
no.
everything he had?
Okay.
Has Big Clevo Dollar repented of his tithe doctrine? Y'all remember that, right?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Dollar repented.
He did.
He didn't get back the millions like Zacchaeus did, but he
did.
Never
he did. Come back.
He did.
That's it.
There you go. He did.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So he didn't repent then. Because if you repent, you restore.
Ooh.
Man,
you said something.
Restore.
Yep. And I guarantee you that Jennings has never repented. None of this. Am I right?
Hey, come on.
Am I right?
Like a dog.
I bet you ain't a damn thing. He sold to make all things common.
Come on.
And not a man had nothing he called his own. Am I right?
Come on.
False ass liar.
Yeah.
In your damn penguin suits.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Don't get me wrong. We know how to go in and dress up like the heathen and get out.
Mm-hmm.
No, we know how you step. But it's not our constitution. Did I say something wrong?
No, sir.
I said something right?
Yes, sir.
No, we know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We don't pick it up from y'all. The children of the world is wiser than the children of life. We know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We get a product that you need, and we get the hell out.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we good. And hope that one day one of y'all unregenerated ass will repent, fall on your knees, and say, of the truth.
Yes.
Yah is in you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
I mean.
Mm. Is this talk too tough for y'all?
No, sir.
Mm?
It's great. Come on.
I just want to know now. I just want to be too tough.
Yeah.
What we have? What verse?
Still 45.
Go to verse 44 again.
And all that believed were together.
Read.
And had all things common.
And what did they do if they believed? If they believed, what did they do if they believed?
Sold their possessions and goods.
Mm.
And parted them to all men, as every man had need. Mm.
Oh, man.
Come on, Pastor.
I'm just reading this again, and I'm going back to this, and it's just, and all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions in good and parted them to all men as every man had need. All I keep hearing, and them, especially 45, is freedom. How much weight
yes, freedom.
God lifted up my shoulders. God gave me the understanding here and then to turn around and do it.
Yes.
You know how freeing that is? You know how many weights and chains fell off that day?
Come on, man.
And I'm talking about why the possession was still with me.
Yeah.
But the mind was already made up right then.
Yes, sir.
This is what's getting ready to happen. It's all gone.
Yes, sir.
I don't want it no more. Do you understand the weight that got lifted off right then and there? Man, it was a joy. That's why I can sit here today and still tell you it is a joy to continue to give all.
Yes.
It is a joy to continue to give to
Hallelujah.
It is a joy
Hallelujah.
To live with all that sin common.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand the freedom in this? It's 44:45. This is after the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand the freedom in this joy in this?
Come on, sir.
My goodness. This is what people, and this is why Satan fights y'all. Not to do this. You can say all day long, oh, I believe, I believe, I believe. And all that believe word together. But you see, the reason why y'all don't want to get together is because number one, you don't love y'all.
Come
number
on.
Two, you're selfish as hell. And number three is when problems and things come up, you don't have a law, so you don't know how to get them right.
Right.
You don't know how to get them right. And be able to stand before y'all and say, we have done right according to your word. But you avoid the instructions and you keep listening to these damn charlatans
want
to tell you that you don't need the instructions.
Come on.
You don't understand the freedom in obeying God.
Freedom
obeying God. You don't get the freedom in obeying God. Just stop for liberty.
Liberty.
You don't get it. My goodness, man, the freedom in this.
You see, don't love y'all.
Jesus.
You know, I was sitting there thinking, and it's no secret. It's no secret. We have, and you literally can call that in the world because you can go to 8, 10, 12 years of schooling to become a doctor. You can go 8, 10 years to become a lawyer. And perhaps you may make the money of a young professional. Perhaps. They put their damn bodies out on the gridiron. And they made money in 2 years that what most of us would never make in a lifetime.
Come on now.
No, that's true.
That's true.
That's
you got Pastor Mir, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars.
What
not? All you got to do is work 2 damn years. You got a couple of $1 million in the damn league. Then you got Rob and Kabir. Oh, shit, I don't even want to talk about it. You got TJ big broke ass. He still made hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars.
Millions.
And by the way, I love you, TJ. That brother, man, I love that brother. I truly love that brother.
Hallelujah.
I love that brother, man. That brother, he's literally like a son. Matter of fact, he is a son.
Yes.
I'm old enough to be his daddy. Hell yeah!
Yo,
I got children older than him. I damn got children literally older than him. But man, what a beautiful son he is, though.
Hallelujah.
And he's close to the generation, you know, where y'all at. You would think if somebody gonna listen to him. No, y'all stubborn, y'all full of shit, y'all bullheaded, you don't give a damn, you don't think you know every damn thing, you don't know nothing.
Nothing.
These guys been to, what you call it, the pinnacle of the mountaintop, especially for us as melanated people. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tried to see who your y'all is. You're going to find out real quick, fast, in a hurry who you love. It's coming. The test is coming.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Mm. And to sit there and watch all these professionals, and often listen, in this ministry, I know y'all think we uncouth, and they love accusing me of cussing folks out. And I keep telling them, I never cussed anybody out in my life. I never cursed anybody.
Nope.
Y'all heard Gino with his theatrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
You MF, you mother, maybe you mother, my mother. I wanted him to produce that because it wasn't me. I don't use a lot of them. I never use a lot of them synonyms. No, it's theatric. It's damn showmanship. It's damn. You can get a ticket here cheaper than you can going to a damn movie theater.
Wow.
Let's bring this thing in. Acts 2:46.
And they, continuing daily, with one accord in the temple.
What do they do?
And breaking bread.
We heard about breaking bread over in the covenant.
Yeah.
Old Testament, right? Melchizedek bought bread and
wine.
So when they broke bread, they had bread and
wine.
Read on. And no, yeah, but Yahshua was considered a friend of publican and sinners. He was a
wine bibber.
They think we're trying to glorify wine. No. We're relaxing.
Hallelujah.
Shalom means peace.
Yeah.
That law.
Yeah.
Destiny peace.
We got read on, teach.
And breaking bread from house to house.
Yep.
Did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
I guarantee that both of you are on this damn broadcast right now. You pastor and you elder. I guarantee you can right now go from house to house.
Yep.
And not even fire up a vehicle.
Yeah.
Not getting no gas and go anywhere down the damn street. I guarantee you can walk house to house right now.
Easily. I can go across right over here to Frogman House and give me some boozy coffee.
Boozy coffee?
Frogman got boozy coffee?
What kind of coffee?
The boozy coffee.
Dre, what's up, man?
And a homemade pop tart.
Homemade
pop tart. That's not
easy, right?
You got boozy coffee, man? We didn't get that shit last time we was up
there. Probably
you better bring us that boozy coffee. Four of us, we can get your ass. You want to pray with that boozy coffee?
Boozy coffee.
Boozy coffee.
Man.
I
like
Verse 47.
Praising Yah and having favor with all the people.
And I promise you, Gino Jennings. I promise you he would not touch on this within an ounce of his damn heart.
Nah, man.
I guarantee you, he would never say, get that, Williams. Come on, hurry up, Williams. Guarantee you he would never tell you that. And
no.
Guess what? None of your churches, it's amazing how they skip over these passages. I said passages because we read it in context.
Yes.
You know, it's totally ignored. And this is the New Testament in his blood.
Yep.
Giving us personal instruction how we ought to live and behave before his coming. And you don't want to do it. You comfortable living like a bunch of damn Gentiles, a bunch of damn Goyans. Do you want to levy charge to call us cult? You the damn cult.
Yes.
You the damn deceiver.
Yes.
That's right.
That's what your master, you call me your master, Jesus the Christ. That's what you say. You say you obey WWJD. What would Jesus do?
Not what your ass doing.
Come on, Pastor. Tell me.
They comfortable going to Egypt for their strength. That's all it is. Right at the end of the day.
You finished 4:7?
Read.
And the master added to the assembly
daily
such as should be saved.
All right, come on in now, man. Now, Acts chapter 4, come on, verse 32, come on in now. Come on, man, now, get it fast. Come on, man, now, fast, get it fast.
And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and of one soul.
They were, the multitude of them that believe were of
one heart
and
one soul.
Read on.
Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own.
Come on.
Come on. But they had all things common.
They had what?
All things common.
Some things.
All.
A few things.
All.
One thing.
All.
No things.
All.
What? Common.
Hallelujah.
Read on.
And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Master Jesus.
So you mean to tell me when they had all things common, the apostles'
great power and great witness
of the resurrection of Yahshua? How much yet?
Ooh.
When they had all things common?
Amen.
That's good.
Oh, come on, man.
Good.
Fire! We feel the fire!
Go ahead.
Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Danger fire.
And great grace was upon them all.
Great
grace.
What?
Graver.
Yeah.
Come on.
Was upon them all.
Y'all.
Like Noah, and Noah found grace, and Noah found favor.
Come on.
The whole damn world rejected Noah. But Noah found favor amongst God. I don't give a damn, all you Christians, all you damn so-called Hebrew Israelites, you know, y'all silent. Your silence is a consent to agreement. You ain't weighing in. You ain't chiming in because of your pride.
Mm-hmm.
You know we right. You know we right. You know we're right in the divine word of truth. You know we are. Notice, I'm not only just over here on Genesis. I'm over here on the people who say they are all people.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You lying asses. Read on.
Yes, hey, grace. You want great grace? Do verse 32.
Read on.
Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as
were, meaning at one time they had it in their hands.
At one time.
Pastor, you remember when I came to your house, right?
Yes, sir.
You got a big-ass house. So up in Indy.
Yes, sir.
Got a big-ass, I'm like, I went from base all the way to top, like, what the shit is this shit? Word possessors. Rock, word. Elder Mitchell, word. Elder Rufus, word. Word possessors. One time we owned it, now we don't own it.
Come on.
Read on.
Of land. Or houses.
What do they do?
Sold them.
They what do they do?
Sold them.
What do they do?
Sold them.
They did what?
Sold them.
Read on.
And brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet.
Whoa. So, Jennings, are you really truly apostle? Are you really truly an apostle? So if you got a damn revelation, let's get this revelation. Are you really truly an apostle? Because one thing about the apostles, they got revelation from Yah, and their revelation will never contradict Moses, the prophet, all the songs concerning him because he's coming up fighting. Where's your damn revelation at?
Come on.
Besides Sunday worship and eating pig feet, you pork chop ass pastor. I mean to tear your ass down until you repent and humble your damn ass, vain ass self. And arrest your damn cronies. Because y'all done passed met your damn match over here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You were possessors and distribution. You laid out the prophecy, read on.
And distribution was
made to what?
Made unto every man.
According as he what?
According as he had need.
Split your damn riches up in that big ass house you living in and give it to the people that have need in your church. Then we'll believe your ass. Read on. Anyone? Let's finish this broadcast on Acts chapter 5.
Come on.
Let's go to Ananias and Sapphira. We done right here. Are y'all elders all right? Y'all all right? Pastor, y'all all right? Elder, y'all all right?
Doing great.
Y'all all right, brothers?
Incredible. Come on.
And tell you one damn thing. Y'all better stop this bullshit and nonsense over here. Hmm? Acts chapter 5, starting verse 1. Read on, teacher.
But a certain man.
A certain man.
Man named Ananias.
Named what?
Ananias.
Come on.
With Sapphira, his wife. Mm. So many possessions. And kept back part of the price.
Now, you got to worry about this in Christianity because they ain't doing shit. If they're trying to sell something, they're trying to upgrade to the next damn thing.
That's right.
These people was trying to sell in lieu of what everybody else was doing.
Yes. Yep.
And they wanted a price in themselves. But they could not trust the process that y'all had laid out.
Right.
Read on.
His wife also being privy to it and brought a certain pot. They did at the apostles' feet.
Now, this is the crazy part. You sell it. You lay it at the apostles' feet. Let's see what Yahshua had to say.
But Peter said, Ananias, what is Satan filled your heart to light to the Holy Spirit?
Who is the Holy Spirit? Didn't that Yahshua say, I was sent forth to comfort?
That's what he said.
But Peter, the old Kepler turned around and said, why have Hasatan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? How'd you lie to the Holy Spirit?
And to keep back part of the price of the land?
He tempted you. That's how some of you, listen, I'm going to talk in all humility. Some of you been living on communities and holding back part of the price you think you get by. Some of you.
Woo!
You have declared that you have held back. You gave all, but you held back a lot. Y'all done. You finished. You damn hypocrites. And yet you still receive the tender mercies of y'all. We still give you offerings.
Wow.
As if nothing ever happened.
Mm.
And you think that you getting over. And you think that, oh, y'all is good and every damn thing. You are the cheapest damnation that y'all could ever pay. The cheapest. The cheapest.
Boy.
You think you're so damn smart. You think you are so damn smart. I'm going to tell you right now, Pastor Dow has not ever withheld one penny. But your ass go out and work, get a little paycheck and stuff. You think you can withhold this and that? Oh, they will never know. To hell with me.
Mm.
I'm the least of your damn worries. I'm gonna tell you right now. Some of you, wait, you are finished with your hypocritical mocking asses. You finished.
I don't understand it.
You want to be the ones where everybody else get out here and meet the conditions of y'all. You ain't got to meet a damn thing, but yet you reap the benefits.
Wow.
Man, don't get me started. Don't even get me started. And don't think, and the reason why I communicate that with you right now is because y'all know your hearts.
That's right.
Know who you are. Therefore, you should know the fear of Yah, but you don't because you're so damn arrogant. Your damn record is coming. And when it comes, it's going to come up you like a desolation and a whirlwind.
Ooh, boy.
Yep, this dumb-looking, big-ass Popeye's pastor. Yep, dumb as shit. Gonna take note. Been with Yah. I know you and your schemes. Don't think because you smile at me and give me a hug, I don't know who you are.
Come on, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
See right through that.
Mm.
Boy, we finish that. We don't teach you.
Why did you create me? Was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart?
Come on.
You have not lied unto me, but you lied unto Elohim.
So who did you lie to? You didn't lie to men. You looking at me and you think you lied. I just had. Listen. Y'all assembly down there in Dallas is finished. It's over with. It's done. Perez has already conceded. He said he so-called repented. I ain't never seen it.
Nope.
He says the damage has been done. He done spit a bunch of damn foreign-ass shit in y'all face. It's done. It's over with. And it's irreparable. And yet we're still here standing.
There you go.
I know one thing. We move swiftly to get the few Israelites out of that.
Hallelujah.
And if you are remnant by the hair.
Ooh.
Yes.
And they say that old damn worldly novel, chin, chin, chin. You better get your ass out away from that damn wicked man of Belial.
Come on.
Who turned around one time and used to be 100% for your pastor. Now all of a sudden, what in the world did cause you to be deceived?
Come on.
Let me say, I'm going to speak out of y'all speak for all.
Come on.
I set you up to be over the people there in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
I gave you the backing.
Yes, sir.
I sent people to you just so you could corrupt them through your strange-ass doctrine. I did it through my elder and anybody else that was entrusted for their soul, but yet you corrupted them. You didn't have nothing. You're trying to build your ministry off of this ministry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can say, and in all humility, because of being led by the favor of the Most High Yah. Don't get it wrong. Judas was led by Yah, too.
Jesus.
Barnabas was led by Yah, too. Corn of Dayton and the beer was in the assembly, too. Absalom was a son of Dawid. You better stop the nonsense, fools. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's why Yahshua said, and by their
fruits,
you shall
know them.
That's the only way you'll know them. To hell with good words, to hell with fair speeches. One day you're going to learn, you ain't dealing with no novices. Elder, go ahead, man. I'm about done.
I know you said that the Dallas Assembly is done and so on. But I do remember when Elder Mitchell and them was called to move out of Texas, move to Kentucky. That the man of Yah said that Yah was done with the state of Texas.
Yeah. Yes.
And all y'all been commanded to move up out of there.
Yes.
Reiterate that to all of you that's down there in Texas.
Come on.
You better get up out of that state. Y'all, and I'm not going to put it out there for all the heathens to know, but y'all know what the vision is.
and the parameters that you should be in, the geographical location you should be trying to get to.
Come on, Elder.
I don't want y'all to just keep playing games. Some of you have ulterior motives. We're not fools. We're not fools. You love that Texas so much, go down with Texas. And just like some of you that love California, go down with California. Some of you that Florida, go down with Florida. New York, go down with New York. Illinois, go down with Illinois. You love Yah, you better listen to the man of Yah.
Hallelujah.
It's actually a blessing for you if Yah let him say it twice.
Hallelujah.
I've repeated it. But yeah. He's only said it once.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, Elder Mitchell was the head of Texas.
Uh-huh.
And Yah moved him out. You better follow. You better follow. Now, you go down there that feel like you're a man and you can do your own thing and you don't need to lead in a straight way, stay your ass there.
That's it.
Stay your ass there. Well, let's see what happens with you. Stay your tail there. See, obedience is better.
Come on.
Man. And I choose to walk in obedience.
Hallelujah.
I choose to walk in obedience. Told you years ago. He took the head out. He's done. He's done down there.
Hallelujah.
What have we got ever since he's left?
Yeah.
Nothing but shit. Oh, I'm going to say nothing but shit. Oh.
Piss and shit.
Piss and shit. That's it. I'm telling y'all now. You in that region, then get your ass out. Because you don't fit the direction of the vision that Yah gave to the man of Yah.
Hallelujah.
Nowhere in that state can you fit that parameter. So, you can say, Elder, just talking, you can do your own thing. Mm-hmm. Your own apparel. We know those that are truly straightway. We not fooled by some of y'all. Some of you think you fooling us. The book of spirit, you need to allow patience to have her perfect work. We sitting back letting y'all do it. We ain't forcing your hand. We ain't forcing it. Y'all desires a cheerful giver.
Come on, say it.
Hallelujah.
He needs everything that you give him. He wants you to be cheerful. He wants you to be willing.
Yes.
And the one thing y'all not going to do is he's not going to supersede the very thing he gave you.
Come on.
So if you desire to go against what he says in the man of Yah, stay your ass where you at. Stay there. He'll never force you to do anything. When you feel forced and compelled and all this kind of stuff, and you feel, you know, obligated to people, that's the devil. I can say that right. God never once made me feel like I just got to do nothing. Mm-mm. Now, I can tell you this. He did say this to me. You don't do what I say. I got no need for you.
Ooh.
But you ain't ever ruthless. So roll out here acting like it's just you. Now, if you did, you better move like I did.
Hallelujah.
But it's been said, and you've seen what's going on. Get within the parameters of the vision of the man of Yah. You ain't got the time left you think you got.
Come on.
You don't have. You don't know the day of salvation when it's going to knock on your door.
Jesus.
I may carry for decades. That don't mean you got that long.
Come on, Elder.
He ain't restricted by time. You are, though. You better not harden your voice. You better not harden your heart when you hear his voice. You better not. That's all I got to say to y'all, Texas, because y'all that's been around and you know, y'all know what the vision is. I'm not going to say all that publicly, but you know what the vision is. You better get within it.
Bless y'all.
And we know those that are here. We know them. They're not the disciples, no.
Yes.
You have, he said you have the cares. When he was going through that parable, did not the disciples ask, do you want to go get them? They're going to ask that they don't know who they are.
Come on.
How they going to ask that question if they don't already know who the tares are amongst them?
Come on.
Y'all don't think we know who the tares are amongst us?
Y'all ain't lying. Come on.
Y'all playing games?
Come on.
And this is the straight way. You're going to have a whole other thing coming.
when quote unquote what they call it, shit hit the fan, you gonna have a whole nother surprise in your life.
You can say it.
Better not harden your heart. Better not harden your heart. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
I want you one time. You ain't gonna get no straight talk like this up at First Church.
Oh, love, man. That's love.
That's
love. I don't give a damn you hate me. You ain't gonna do shit about it.
Yeah. I know one thing. The one thing we did tonight is we have proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. This damn false ass teaching of tithes and offerings.
Yes, sir.
So anytime somewhere. Yeah, it used to be a time where he was commanded to give a tenth to the Levites for the support of the temple. Now y'all love a cheerful giver.
Hallelujah.
Tithe and offering. He made emphasis. And offering. They do it another way. You got many of you folks sitting up there, you can't even make ends meet. And you trying to pay 10%. You own government food stamp, cheese, and every damn thing else. Mind you, I'm one, I believe, take every damn thing from the government you can get. But you literally on welfare, and you living from paycheck to paycheck. And it want all your blood, sweat, and tears from that. And your damn pastor is sitting up there in designer suits. Traveling first class all over this damn world. So-called. See, he's doing a work. A work is Jesus was a carpenter.
Yep.
Paul was a tent maker. I guarantee your damn pastor ain't building shit.
No, no.
He just saying a bunch of damn words.
Exactly.
He ain't Israel. Man. You know what? Good thing about this is a few people are going to be saved from this damn shit. You know why? Because as I look down here at these views, they're way up still.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Sheriff.
We're going to guess the next one. I mean, we're going to find out what the next lie is of First Church. We're going to expose that too.
Hallelujah.
I got people asking me, ain't this enough by now? Oh,
no.
No. Ain't tapped out.
Hell no, there ain't nothing in it. No, no. We're going to give y'all the tools, the scriptures, everything you need to tear the damn shit down. We'll find something else. And the next one is the Sabbath.
Uh-oh.
He loved that shit. He loved that shit. Sitting behind pulpit and fighting with folks who don't know shit. I told you, I'll come to your yard, your damn backyard, standing in your pulpit with you, and let's have this discussion. Don't pick on these damn people out here that don't know shit. And I'm going to say this, it truly ain't nothing personal. It's just, you have to know the passion of Israel. That's just the way we are as men.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It ain't nothing personal. We want to get to the truth of Yah to save men's soul. Let's see if he has the same passion. Because he speaks a hell of a lot. I know one damn thing we done taught him, though. Stop opening your damn mouth.
Yes, sir.
And writing checks that your ass can't cash.
That he can't cash.
I guarantee you. Stop opening your mouth and challenging every damn body. Because somebody like me, we're going to hear that.
Yep.
And we're going to come and pull your card. Go ahead, Elton.
This man called all our wives.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Called all our wives. You can't
That's what I want him to do in front of us. Do it in front of us.
He wouldn't do it. I guarantee you. That's why I use words like sissies and punks. This is what sissies and punks do. They hide money. They use big, smoke words. And then they go hide.
Yep.
Oh, get mad at me all the time. Guess what I tell them? You do understand you can Google Straightway George. It'll bring you right here.
Right.
We ain't hiding. I'm on the line, please. Don't even tell me you're coming. Then we can see if the training works. I'm not ducking no smoke. I'm not in no way, shape, fashion, or form. You don't talk like that.
and not want to back it up. And again, you think we want to come beat your tail. Man, I'm 50 years old, bro. That's now 56. No, bro. We're going to stand on this truth.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to see who the liar is.
Come on.
Since you want to pop off at the mouth and make the accusation that you've made. And I agree with Pastor Dow. This ain't even for you. This ain't really even for them fool people over there in First Church, whatever you call it. Because I know the majority of them, all it's going to do is kill their faith. They ain't coming to the way. They ain't coming to the way. It's just going to kill their faith. I already know it. But it's a small remnant. They're going to do it. They're going to grab a hold of that Yahudim skirt. They're going to do it. That's why we do this. They're going to see, oh, that's the real man of God. And they're going to grab hold of his skirt.
That's it.
Provide that thing to the king.
Teach me the way.
Yep.
Teach me the way.
That's why you do it. That's why. That's one or that two people. It don't matter. You won't give a crap about numbers. I remember Pastor Dow saying, I'll be there. And he got there, and guess what? There were eight people there, y'all. Eight people there. And I watched the man preach to us eight folk the way I saw him preach. 8,000 people.
Come on.
No difference. None of difference. None. Still love. Still compassion. Still giving. Book said man can't outgive y'all. He the only man. He trying.
Real talk. That's real talk.
Man, this is why I say I'm well, because I'm tired of playing. You're a troubler in Israel is what you are.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to serve the work.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get out here and start talking about our holy daughters of Zion that the Father himself
is trying to
Yeah, that's that.
They're going to be redeemed.
Come on, Elder.
You be gone. That reproach is out of here.
Hallelujah. Come on.
They will admit.
Yeah,
and we'll accept the responsibility
brand new.
That he gave us.
Yes, sir.
And sissies and punks like you, because that's what you are when you open your mouth and you will not back it.
No backing. No backing.
Yes. I ain't forgot you. We read it earlier. It looks like you're getting away with it. It looks like you just going to continue to be carried on. Your day coming. He didn't forget the wicked angels. He ain't forgetting you.
Yep.
He ain't forgetting you. So, Pastor said he'll come to your backyard. He'll come to you. He's on your terms now.
Yep.
Oh, now I will. Now what's your excuse?
He's going to find another one.
He's traveled before. We do. Didn't Jesus travel before? Well, soldiers with him.
Or did.
That's where he went.
Yes, he did.
Did they look like they were trying to fight? No.
No.
But we coming with that truth.
Hallelujah.
And folks will get set free.
Hallelujah.
And which I need to realize too, for all of y'all over there that keep commenting, stop being soft.
Come on.
This y'all just mad. It ain't got nothing to do. This is called passion.
Yes,
because
man.
Because what I'm saying is I remember when I was at one, that very one that Elder Rufus just described, that one that was able to, that y'all opened up my ears and allowed me to hear something, I remember I was at one. And I always remember what it feels like.
Come on.
Because I always continue to go back to my first love.
Come
and
on.
I remember and I know what it feels like. So this is the passion that is missing out here today.
Hallelujah.
This is the passion that is needed out here today.
Yes,
real many of y'all that's going to stand up, tell you the truth, and not worry about no feelings, because guess what? Whoever God opens up their ears and open up their eyes that they can see, they're going to accept his truth no matter how it's said.
Yes.
They're going to be able to hear it and say, no, I'm going that way because that is right.
Come on, Pastor.
I was that one. So stop being soft and thinking, oh, y'all mad, y'all this. Ain't got nothing to do. Like you said, ain't got nothing to do. The more and more messages that just keep coming in, like, man, I'm hearing what y'all saying. Guess what? That encourages for another 10 days.
Hallelujah.
That encourages for another week, 2 weeks.
Yes.
Because guess what's going to happen tomorrow? Guess what's going to happen on Thursday? There's going to be more messages, man. I saw this thing Friday night, man. I saw this broadcast, man. And it led me to turn around and listen to this, to the Sabbath service. And, man, I'm starting to realize some stuff. And guess what? Just right there, when we get them messages, the motivation goes through the roof again. Get ready for another 10 weeks up. That's just what it is.
Mm. Hallelujah.
With that said, Israel,
y'all got anything?
Guys, no,
sir.
Teach, we bless you all. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., Central Standard Time, same channel, Tabernacle Service. Maybe some of y'all get delivered and set free.
Hallelujah.
I would advise you to go back to the archives and learn how to be a true disciple of Messiah.
Yes, sir.
So with this said, hey, Pastor Muir, Elder Rufus, appreciate y'all being here.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
We bless y'all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua the Hamashiach, Jesus the Christ, Shabbat Shalom, the King, is coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.